Hello and welcome to downtown Fresno, California at beautiful Chuck Chancey Park for game 4 of 6 between your Fresno Grizzlies and the visiting Modesto Nuts. Hello and welcome, however you're listening and wherever you're listening. Thanks for tuning in to Stream Guys, FresnoGrizzlies.com, the Bally Live app, and MILB TV. My name is Stephen Rice, and I'm glad you could join us for Friday Night Baseball here between the single-A affiliates of the Seattle Mariners and your Colorado Rockies. It's a battle of the first and second place teams in the California League North Division standings. And tonight, it's Star Wars night as the Grizzlies look to bring the force tonight for the second straight game. Fresno at 16-13, Modesto at 21-7, and the Grizzlies getting the best of the Modesto Nuts yesterday by a final score of 3-2. The Grizzlies ending their six-game home losing streak with a comeback clause win. Jason Hinchman, an RBI single, and in the seventh inning, a 2 RBI go-ahead double as the Grizzlies held on 3-2. Starter Austin Emener striking out a career-high 7 over 4 2/3 innings. Wellington Herrera, 2 1/3 innings. He struck out 6, the most by a Grizzlies reliever this season, a career-high for the Southpaw as well. He picked up the win. Bryson Hammer picked up a hold, and Colin Baumgartner striking out Michael Arroyo with 2 outs in the 9th inning to end the game. There were 2 runners on in that game as well, as the Grizzlies held on to win 3-2, their first win of the series, and they look to even the series tonight as they give the ball to right-hander Jack Mahoney. A 2-3 record, a 4.05 ERA for the right-hander. Mahoney, the number 19 overall prospect in the Rocky system, he gets the ball against Modesto. On the other side, the Nuts, they will hand the ball to right-hander Ashton Izzy. A 1-1 record, a 2.45 ERA. Izzy played on Sunday, so he's on short rest. So we'll see how long the right-hander pitches tonight as the Grizzlies looking to even the series up at 2 games apiece. Again, a battle of first and second place teams, the single affiliates of the Seattle Mariners and your Colorado Rockies. Well, prior to tonight's game, I sat down with Grizzlies pitching coach Rolando Garza, and the right pitcher talked about a couple right-handers on the squad, which include Brian Perez. We also talked about a couple of his bullpen pitchers. And, of course, we had to talk about left-hander Albert Pacheco as well. Our pregame guest is Rolando Garza. And we come back right after that break. We'll have that interview with him. You're listening to Grizzlies Baseball and Stream Guys, FresnoGrizzlies.com, the Bally Live app, and MILB TV.
Wow. Toyota's new Grand Highlander Hybrid really has 97.5 cubic feet of cargo space. I can upgrade my flower hobby into a flower hustle. And it seats 8? Do I want kids or become a dog mom of 8? Plus, it's got all-wheel drive, camping, skiing. Do I even have skis? Whoa, there's 15 other Toyota Hybrid models. Sounds dreamy. What are my dreams? Am I dreaming right now? Find yourself in a stylish new Toyota Hybrid today. Toyota, let's go places. What places? Where are we going?
Welcome back to the Fresno Grizzlies pregame show. I'm here with Grizzlies pitching coach Rolando Garza. Thanks for taking time for this interview.
Yeah, thank you, Steve. I appreciate you taking time. It's always good to sit down with you and talk baseball and talk Grizzly baseball.
Let's talk about a couple of the pitchers so far this year. You know, it's been a month into the year, and we've seen some ups and downs, but we've seen a lot of ups. The first guy I want to bring up is right-hander Colin Baumgartner. Talk about the progression from the right-hander.
You know, Bomber's done a great job all year. Really incredible leadership and maturity from Bomber. Really intellectual guy, but more than anything, just a selfless leader that the rest of the staff follows. Brings an incredible work ethic. You know, you see a four-seam carry that works between 94 to 96 and a slider that works between 83 to 86 for some swing and miss. And he just fiercely puts those balls in play and creates action on those pitches. And he's just done an incredible job and has anchored our bullpen in a lot of ways.
Another guy that's really helped out that bullpen is a returner in Brady Hill. The numbers are outstanding, an ERA under 1. But what have you seen from Brady Hill?
You know, Brady, first and foremost, a great person. But more than anything, just an incredible elite athlete. I think it was in the sense that Brady's starting to believe in himself now. He's made some delivery changes, all the work that a testament to his work ethic and him being open for the application aspect of the daily work and development and implying it in the game. But he has incredible talent, and I think we're just scraping the surface on what he's going to look like 2 or 3 years down the road. And I think the Rockies got a good one here in the long term.
It's crazy to think that he was an outfielder and a two-way player, and now he's dominating on the bump. Another guy who's dominated very well is right-hander Jace Kaminska. What have you seen from the Nebraska product?
You know, Jace has one of those really interesting personalities that he's contagious. He keeps people around him loose, and he goes out there and competes in that fashion. He has the ability to slow the game down and pitch at a really slow speed and makes it look a lot easier than it really is, because it's really a hard out there to repeat and go pitch at a time and throw competitive pitches, and he does that consistently. Another great kid with incredible work ethic, but another kid that's scratching the surface. This is a guy that can potentially have a knockout curveball, a sweeper, a short bullet slider. Right now he's pitching on his four-seam carry fastball that's above average and elite, and mixing in some changes. But we're another kid that has a big, long future, and I think the Rockies, we're going to see him up in Denver one day.
You know, another guy that I think we could see in Denver in the future is Brian Perez. Of course, he has the background being the nephew of Edison Volquez, but what have you seen from the 20-year-old?
You know what? He's been maturing every day. Is constant growth, and a lot of it is obviously we know what he does on the diamond. You know, it's an elite two-seam fastball with an elite changeup, and the ability down the road to really throw something a lot harder for some swing and misses. We're on the platform, just on the foundation, building the bricks right now in his development. But he's getting there every day. He's learning how to be a professional, developing those routines that will hopefully land the foundation for him to have a long career. But a very special talent, and there's just a handful of talent. So kudos to the scouting department and all the Rockies organization to give us something really good to work with and some good clay to kind of mold.
You know, this year so far we have 4 shutouts. Last year the team just had 6, and a lot of the pitchers have just given you kudos to what you've been able to bring to the table. But for you, what has been the most rewarding thing so far through the first month of this year?
You know, the most rewarding part on my end is just building the relationships with the kids, having these impactful relationships. They've done all the heavy lifting. Very nice of them to mention, but it's really their testament, their successes. It's not mine. They've done all the hard work, and they make me better every day. But also my support that I have around me. I have Ryan with the performance science, and I have Steve. I have the coordinators that come in and give tidbits and help us grow. So it's really a team effort. And kudos to the organization for giving these kids the resources to develop.
You know, we have a lot of amazing promotions down the line, but something that is coming up is Mother's Day, too. Can you talk a little bit about the upbringing that your mom had for you and your help where you are today as well?
Yeah, you know what? Very interesting upbringing with my mother. Get a little emotional talking just because of the impact she's had on me. But she was in city government, so she was an assistant city manager. She was a family of 7 and worked as a growing up with her 7 siblings and her mother and father, and really working around United States in the agricultural fields. She was the one of 7 to actually go to college and served as an assistant city manager for the city of Coachella in California.
Wow.
So I kind of started seeing a lot of serving and what servant leadership meant, and being involved in the community and working for people and interacting and creating relationships. I didn't know at the time what I was being exposed to, but I understand it more than now than ever.
You know, and the last thing I want to bring up, too, we have 4th of July coming up in a couple months. I know you've been to a lot of games in baseball, but how excited are you for 4th of July here at a sold-out Chancy Park?
You know what? I'm so excited, number one, for the community to get involved, to come see these kids, and they're going to go out and compete and give it all, and it's always a good family event. The interaction that the players create with their fans is always at the top. Because you get around those young kids that can be very impactful and impact them for life. So we appreciate the community, and we always look forward to that.
Well, Rolando, thanks for taking time in this interview. We'll talk soon.
Okay, buddy.
And we thank Grizzlies pitching coach Rolando Garza for joining us on the pregame show. We're always thankful for the Grizzlies pitching coach first season for Rolando Garza here in downtown Fresno. Hello and welcome back to Chuck Chancy Park, however you're listening and wherever you're listening. Thanks for tuning in to Stream Guys, FresnoGrizzlies.com, the Bally Live app, and MILB TV. My name is Stephen Rice, and I'm glad you could join us for Friday Night Baseball, Game 4 of 6 between your Fresno Grizzlies and the visiting Modesto Nuts. Your Fresno Grizzlies coming with a record of 16-13, Modesto 21-7, as right now the umpires are taking the field and they have some really tight-knit security tonight. As here comes the umpires to the field, and they have some really good security. It looks like that they have some Darth Vader and some stormtroopers are helping out the umpires to the field. But with that being said, it's now time for tonight's starting lineups. First, we'll start with the visiting Modesto Nuts, the single-A affiliate of the Seattle Mariners. The Modesto Nuts are managed by Zach Vinci, the reigning California League champions. Here is Zach Vinci's starting lineup. Leading off and playing center field, number 15, Johnny Farmello. Batting second, the second baseman, number 14, Michael Arroyo. Batting third, the third baseman, number 10, Luis Sweetspell. Batting fourth, the DH, number 44, Lazaro Montez. Batting fifth, the first baseman, number 6, Caleb Callie. Batting seventh, the shortstop, number 7, Ty Pete. Batting sixth, the shortstop, number 7, Ty Pete. Batting seventh, the right fielder, number 13, Aiden Smith. Batting eighth, the left fielder, number 25, Carson Jones. And batting ninth, the catcher, number 16, Jacob Sharp. And on the bump for Modesto is the right-hander, number 37, Ashton Izzy. A 1-1 record, a 2.45 ERA. So once again, for the Modesto Nuts, their lineup is Farmello, Arroyo, Sweetspell, Montes, Cali, Pete, Smith, Jones, Sharp, and Izzy on the bump. And now it's time for the starting lineups for your Fresno Grizzlies. Under manager Steve Solis, the reigning California League Manager of the Year, the Grizzlies, the proud single-A affiliate of the Colorado Rockies. At 16-13, here's Steve Solis's Toyota starting lineup. Lean off and playing left field, number 10, Jake Snyder. Batting second, the shortstop, number 3, Braylon Wimmer. Batting third at third base, number 7, Andy Perez. Batting fourth, the first baseman, number 25, Jason Hinchman. Batting fifth, the DH, number 28, Fadrio Cruz. Batting sixth, the right fielder, number 14, Felix Tena. Batting seventh, the catcher, number 40, Ben McCabe. Batting eighth, the center fielder, number 2, E.J. Andrews Jr. And batting ninth, the second baseman, number 1, Luis Mendez. And on the bump tonight for your Fresno Grizzlies, the right-hander, number 19, Jack Mahoney. A 2-3 record, a 4.05 ERA. So once again for the Grizzlies, their Toyota starting lineup will be Snyder, Wimmer, Perez, Hinchman, Cruz, Tena, McCabe, Andrews Jr., and Mendez with Mahoney on the bump. A beautiful night for baseball as we get set for first pitch. We'll be back right after this with the national anthem and first pitch. You'll listen to Grizzlies baseball on stream, guys. FresnoGrizzlies.com, the Bally Live app, and MILB TV.
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra, the perfect balance of taste and refreshment, and only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun.
Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that Grand Slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham Rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Experience an unforgettable celebration of black baseball history over Memorial Day weekend in Cooperstown, New York. The Hall of Fame East-West Classic, a Legends game in tribute to the traditional Negro League's All-Star Game, takes place May 25th at historic Doubleday Field. The East-West Classic is part of a weekend celebration as the museum opens its new exhibit, The Souls of the Game, Voices of Black Baseball. Get your East-West Classic tickets today at baseballhall.org.
Don't miss a pitch of Fresno Grizzlies baseball all season long. With promotions, fireworks, food specials, and more, there's something for everyone at Chuck Chancey Park. Tickets start at just $10. Grab yours now at FresnoGrizzlies.com, and we'll see you at the ballpark.
Wow. Toyota's new Grand Highlander Hybrid really has 97.5 cubic feet of cargo space. I can upgrade my flower hobby into a flower hustle. And it seats 8. Do I want kids or become a dog mom of 8? Plus, it's got all-wheel drive, camping, skiing. Do I even have skis? Whoa, there's 15 other Toyota Hybrid models. Sounds dreamy. What are my dreams? Am I dreaming right now? Find yourself in a stylish new Toyota Hybrid today. Toyota, let's go places. What places? Where are we going?
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra, the perfect balance of taste and refreshment, and only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that Grand Slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham Rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Okay, the 2025 Toyota Camry is fully redesigned. I see you, Toyota. Sleek interior, electronic all-wheel drive. I should hit the mountains. I should call my girls. I should call my mom. Fold-down rear seats. This Camry's got tons of room. Could fit a snowboard in here. Should I try it again? The instructor was cute. Is he single? Is it complicated? 232 horsepower. Get lost in nature. Find myself in Joshua Tree. What if his name's Joshua? Find yourself in an all-new 2025 Toyota Camry today. Toyota. Let's go places.
Hello and welcome back to downtown Fresno, California at beautiful Chuck Chancey Park as we get set for Friday Night Baseball between your Fresno Grizzlies and the visiting Modesto Nuts. Star Wars night at the ballpark. It's also Friday Night Fireworks presented by Fresno Teachers Association and Central Valley Education Foundation. It's the Grizzlies wearing some specialty jerseys tonight. We will talk about them when we get into the game as the Grizzlies take the field as we get set for Friday Night Baseball. Game 4 of 6. Fresno looking for back-to-back wins against the first place Modesto Nuts. We will head down to the field for the national anthem, so we'll head over to PA announcer Mark Standreth.
Ladies and gentlemen, please Defense of the Media Pass continues in honoring America with the playing of our national anthem. Performing the anthem tonight, please welcome Bulldog Beats.
An unbelievable national anthem to get us set for Friday Night Baseball here in downtown Fresno, California. Hello and welcome, however you're listening and wherever you're listening. Thanks for tuning in to Fresno Grizzlies Baseball. My name is Stephen Rice, and I'm glad you could join us for Star Wars Night here at Chancy Park in downtown Fresno, California. Game 4 of 6 between your Fresno Grizzlies and the visiting Modesto Nuts. Your Fresno Grizzlies coming with a record of 16-13. They are second place in the California League North Division standings. The Modesto Nuts, though, 21-7. The Grizzlies looking to even the series at 2 games apiece as they give the ball to right-hander Jack Mahoney, the number 19 overall prospect in the Colorado Rockies system. As the right-hander finishing up his warm-up pitches, the Grizzlies wearing some specialty jerseys tonight. They have the orange primary jerseys with the fire look in the background of those jerseys. They have the black F/ on front. Darth Vader also on the front. He's got a nice chain as well. The Grizzlies have the white numbers on the back. Black cap, black bill, the gold bear logo on top of that black cap. Fresno also wearing their black pants to go along with their orange primary jerseys, especially promo jerseys, the first one this season for your Fresno Grizzlies. On the other side, the Modesto Nuts, they are wearing some baby blue jerseys. Modesto running across the front. Yellow and white stripes on the sleeve. Black numbers with the black cap, the black bill, the peanut logo. It's one of their Nuts alternate logos on top of their cap. They are wearing the gray pants as we are ready for baseball here in downtown Fresno at beautiful Chuck Chancy Park. Glad you could join us for Star Wars Night. As Johnny Farmello will lead things off against Jack Mahoney. A beautiful night for baseball. The right-hander Jack Mahoney will work out of the full windup. As here comes the first pitch of tonight's game, he will wind and deal. And it is a called strike at 7.08 p.m., and we are underway here at Chuck Chancy Park. Counting no balls in one strike, glad you could join us. Here comes the next pitch, and a high chopper to short. Wimmer over to first, the bouncing throw, and it's in time as Farmello is out. It goes 6-3. Wimmer going with the ball that goes right into the ground. We've seen that a couple times from Wimmer in this series, and it looks like to be an easier play for the first baseman in Hinchman. As that's the first out, as it brings up the second baseman in Michael Arroyo. Glad you could join us for Friday Night Baseball, as the ball is lifted out to right field by Arroyo. Long run for the right fielder Antenna, and he will make the catch in fair territory for the second out. Two quick outs as here comes third baseman Luis Sweetspell. First pitch at 7:08 p.m. It is 84 degrees here at first pitch. Partly cloudy skies. 5 mile per hour winds out to right center field. As here comes the pitch to Swiespel, and it's a fly ball out to center field, but playable for E.J. Andrews Jr., and he will make the catch. And Jack Mahoney, a 1-2-3, top of the first. We had the bomb the first. You're listening to Grizzlies Baseball. We'll be back right after this.
Wow. Toyota's new Grand Highlander Hybrid really has 97.5 cubic feet of cargo space. I can upgrade my flower hobby into a flower hustle. And it seats 8. Do I want kids or become a dog mom of 8? Plus, it's got all-wheel drive, camping, skiing. Do I even have skis? Whoa, there's 15 other Toyota Hybrid models. Sounds dreamy. What are my dreams? Am I dreaming right now? Find yourself in a stylish new Toyota Hybrid today. Toyota, let's go places. What places? Where are we going?
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra, the perfect balance of taste and refreshment, and only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Welcome back to downtown Fresno, California at beautiful Chuck Chancy Park. As here comes Jake Snyder to lead things off against the right-hander in Ashton Izzy. As we're making sure that everyone is in their correct positions for Modesto. As here comes the first pitch to Jake Snyder. And it is outside. Count of 1-0. Bottom of the first inning here in downtown Fresno, California at beautiful Chuck Chancy Park. As the next pitch is fouled off by Snyder. Count of 1-1 from Ashton Izzy. No score here in the bottom of the first. Glad you could join us just underway for Friday Night Baseball. Game 4 of 6. Everyone ready to go. As here comes the 1-1 to Jake Snyder. As right-hander is, he will wind and deal. And Snyder, fly ball out to left field. This will be playable for the left fielder and caught by Jones for the first out. It goes F7, and it brings up the shortstop in Braylon Wimmer. As we said, 84 degrees at first pitch, a perfect night for baseball. The Grizzlies wearing some specialty Star Wars jerseys for Star Wars night tonight. Home plate umpire Drew Buffelli over on the bases, Chad Lagana, as the first pitch is outside of Wimmer. Count of 1-0. Glad you could join us. Jack Mahoney versus Ashton Izzy. Braylon Wimmer, the shortstop for Fresno, with one out here in the bottom of the first inning. Here comes the pitch, and Wimmer takes a pitch outside. 2-0. Game 4 of this 6-game series. Fresno, a 3-2 comeback clause win last night. Here comes the pitch, and Wimmer takes a called strike. Count it 2-1 from the right-hander in Ashton Izzy. A 1-1 record, a 2.45 ERA. Here comes the 2-1, and Wimmer, fly ball left field. That's down for a base hit. A one-out single as Wimmer will reach. He will take a big turn at first base and head back there. And just like that, Fresno in business here in the bottom of the first. As it brings up third baseman Andy Perez. The Grizzlies wearing some unique Darth Vader-inspired Star Wars jerseys tonight. As here comes the first pitch to Andy Perez. Izzy comes set, long pause. Here's the pitch, and Perez, a little blooper out to left center, and that ball gets down. Wimmer will try to head to third. Here's the throw, and Wimmer is safe. He kept looking back to see where the ball was. It was cut off to Pete, the shortstop. Wimmer in a third. Perez with a one-out single. Runners at the corners with one down for Jason Hinchman, the Grizzlies' first baseman. Hinchman last night, 2-for-4, a single and a double. All three RBI, including that two RBI double, the go-ahead double in the seventh inning. As the Grizzlies won 3-2. Here's the pitch to Hinchman. Line drive left field, right at the left fielder. Wimmer tags, he will score, and the Grizzlies lead 1-0. Jason Hinchman, a sacrifice fly to left field, 1-0, Fresno. That ball was lined right to the left fielder in Jones. Wimmer comes in to score easily, and Fresno has their first run. Second out now with Perez staying at first, and it's Fadrio Cruz. As the Grizzlies lead 1-0, they score first. Here comes the pitch. And it's a ground ball to the second baseman. Up with it is Arroyo over to first in time. And that will end the inning. But not before two singles and a sacrifice fly from Jason Hinchman. 1-0 Fresno. We'll be back right after this.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra, the perfect balance of taste and refreshment, and only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Okay, the 2025 Toyota Camry is fully redesigned. I see you, Toyota. Sleek interior, electronic all-wheel drive. I should hit the mountains. I should call my girls. I should call my mom. Fold-down rear seats. This Camry's got tons of room. Could fit a snowboard in here. Should I try it again? The instructor was cute. Is he single? Is it complicated? 232 horsepower. Get lost in nature. Find myself in Joshua Tree. What if his name's Joshua? Find yourself in an all-new 2025 Toyota Camry today. Toyota. Let's go places.
Don't miss a pitch of Fresno Grizzlies baseball all season long. With promotions, fireworks, food specials, and more, there's something for everyone at Chuck Chancey Park. Tickets start at just $10. Grab yours now at FresnoGrizzlies.com, and we'll see you at the ballpark.
Welcome back to downtown Fresno, California. Beautiful Chuck Chancey Park. Top of the second inning, 1-0. Fresno leads Modesto as Lázaro Montes will lead things off against Jack Mahoney as the first pitch is a called strike. Good fastball there from Mahoney, grooved in there. Actually, it was a changeup at 86 miles per hour. Here comes the next pitch, and that is just outside. Count of one ball and one strike. Experience the ultimate party at Chuck Chancey. Enjoy thrilling gaming, award-winning dining, and rejuvenation at Serenity Springs Spa and Salon. Plus, get ready for the Sounds of Summer concert series. Check out who's coming at ChuckChanceyGold.com. Here comes the 2-1 from Mahoney, and it swung on and missed. Two balls and two strikes. Whether it's a day trip or an extended stay, Chuck Chancey Gold promises an unforgettable adventure. Join the party soon. We thank Chuck Chancey Gold Resort and Casino for being a proud partner of your Fresno Grizzlies here in the top of the second. Here's the pitch, and it is a foul ball off of Montes. And the count remains at 2 balls and 2 strikes. Lázaro Montes against Jack Mahoney. Top of the second inning, game 4 of 6. Glad you could join us here on May 10th. As here comes the wind and deal, and it's high and outside, 3 balls and 2 strikes from the right-hander in Mahoney. A 2-3 record, a 4.05 ERA for the right-hander. As here comes the 3-2 to Montes, and it's low, ball 4, and a leadoff walk to the most dangerous hitter right now in professional baseball in Montes. Montes leads all of professional baseball with 39 RBI. As now here's the first baseman in Caleb Cali. Cali having an outstanding season. The corner infielder batting 360, a 1.057 OPS. As the first pitch is a ground ball, softly hit. Mendez's only play is to first, though, and he makes it for the first out. Montes over to second. It goes 4-3. Mendez was playing more up the middle on that ball. So when he was ranging to the right, Montes would have been a tough play to get out. So Mendez gets the for sure out. And Cali's retired as here comes Ty Pete, the shortstop for the Modesto Nuts. They're in the baby blue jerseys. Here comes the pitch, and it's a ground ball again. Mendez over at second. He fields it cleanly. Over to first in time to get the speedy Ty Pete. 2 outs as Montes will scamper to third. And now right fielder Aiden Smith against right-hander Jack Mahoney. Mahoney this season making his 6th start of the year. Last time out was on May 3rd at Inland Empire. Picked up the loss after 6 1/3 innings of work. As here comes the pitch to Aiden Smith. And now time called and a balk awarded as Montes will score. So Mahoney allows the run on a balk. As Montes will score, and we are tied at 1. I don't know exactly what happened there as the first pitch is outside, count at 1-0. And they're saying it's a disengagement violation. As here comes the 1-0 from Mahoney, and that is a called strike, count at 1-1. So Mahoney's last outing, 6 1/3 innings, the most by a Grizzlies pitcher this season. Wines and deals. And that's a fly ball out to right field. A long run, and it will land in front of the right fielder antenna. And it's a 2-out single for Aiden Smith. First hit for Modesto. Even though we are tied at 1 here in the top of the second inning. Mahoney allowed 7 hits, 3 runs, all earned. 1 walk and 9 strikeouts. The second most strikeouts by a Grizzlies pitcher this season. As here comes the first pitch to Carson Jones. And it is a called strike, count at 0-1. If you're watching online, right now it says that Aiden Smith had flown out to right field, which is incorrect. He had a single to right. As here comes the 0-1. To Jones, and now a check on the runner in Smith. He's back safely. Good throw over by Mahoney. Jack Mahoney, as we said, 6th start of the year. First against Modesto, though. 6'3", 205 pounds for the right-hander. He comes set, and here comes the pitch, and it is low. And the count now, 1 ball. And 1 strike here in the top of the second inning. And now another check on the runner in Aiden Smith. 2 outs for Mahoney. Mahoney, 22 years old from Algonquin, Illinois. As here comes the pitch, and it is inside. Counted 2 balls and 1 strike. Mahoney, a third-round draft pick in 2023 out of the University of South Carolina. 19th overall prospect in the Rockies system. Here comes the 2-1. There goes the runner, and it goes all the way to the backstop. And Smith has a stolen base. That should be a stolen base for Aiden Smith. So now runner at second with two outs, and Modesto has tied this game up at one and looking for more despite only one hit in this game. Here comes the 3-1. Long pause. Here's the pitch, and that is fouled off. Three balls and two strikes. Good pitch there from Mahoney right at Carson Jones, who's appearing in his first game in the series. 96 miles per hour from Mahoney. Here comes the 3-2. Mahoney looks back the runner at second. Here's the 3-2. And it is called strike three, and Mahoney has his first strikeout of the game. We head to the bottom of the second, tied at one. We'll be back right after this.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Okay, the 2025 Toyota Camry is fully redesigned. I see you, Toyota. Sleek interior, electronic all-wheel drive. I should hit the mountains. I should call my girls. I should call my mom. Fold-down rear seats. This Camry's got tons of room. Could fit a snowboard in here. Should I try it again? The instructor was cute. Is he single? Is it complicated? 232 horsepower. Get lost in nature. Find myself in Joshua Tree. What if his name's Joshua? Find yourself in an all-new 2025 Toyota Camry today. Toyota. Let's go places.
Don't miss a pitch of Fresno Grizzlies baseball all season long. With promotions, fireworks, food specials, and more, there's something for everyone at Chuck Chansey Park. Tickets start at just $10. Grab yours now at FresnoGrizzlies.com, and we'll see you at the ballpark.
Wow. Toyota's new Grand Highlander Hybrid really has 97.5 cubic feet of cargo space. I can upgrade my flower hobby into a flower hustle. And it seats eight. Do I want kids or become a dog mom of eight? Plus, it's got all-wheel drive, camping, skiing. Do I even have skis? Whoa, there's 15 other Toyota Hybrid models. Sounds dreamy. What are my dreams? Am I dreaming right now? Find yourself in a stylish new Toyota Hybrid today. Toyota, let's go places. What places? Where are we going?
Welcome back to downtown Fresno, California, beautiful Chuck Chansey Park. Bottom of the second inning, 1-1 between Modesto and Fresno. As the first pitch to Felix Tena is outside, count of one ball and no strikes. Here comes the next pitch from Ashton Izzy, and it swung on and missed. Count of 1-1, good breaking ball. Tena way out in front of it. Izzy, 6'3", 165 pounds, just 20 years old from Omaha, Nebraska, as that is outside, two balls and a strike. Drafted by the Mariners in the fourth round in 2022, pick number 126 overall. As here comes the pitch, and it's fouled off by Tena, count now at two balls and two strikes. From Oswego East, Illinois. Oswego East High School in Oswego, Illinois. A 1-1 record, a 2.45 ERA, making his sixth start of the season. I believe it's Oswego. If you're listening, you know what the pronunciation of that city is. I would love to know. As here comes the 2-2 to Tena. And it's a fly ball out to center field. This is playable for the center fielder in Farmello. And he will make the catch for the first out in Tena. Is retired. One out as brings up the catcher in Ben McCabe. Ashton Izzy, 18 1/3 innings, 14 strikeouts this year. Last year pitched in the ACL with the Mariners, making 9 starts, going 0-2. Here comes the pitch from Izzy. The count of 1-0 as it's inside to Ben McCabe. Here comes the next pitch from Izzy. It's a ground ball foul as McCabe trying to get another hit. Yesterday, McCabe 2-for-4 with a double. He has a lot of doubles this season, but looking for his first triple or homer of the 2024 campaign. Here comes the pitch, and that is inside to McCabe. 2 balls and 1 strike. Izzy pitched on May 5th versus Rancho Cucamonga. 3 innings of work. As here comes the 2-1, and that is a called strike. 2 balls and 2 strikes. Picked up the loss after allowing 1 run on 1 hit. Had 5 walks and 4 strikeouts. So far, he's allowed 2 hits and 1 run. It was earned. Here comes the 2-2 to McCabe. As Izzy winds and deals and fouls it off there. And it remains 2 balls and 2 strikes here in the bottom of the second inning. 1-1 our score between Modesto and Fresno. Glad you could join us for Star Wars night here at the ballpark. As here comes the pitch from Izzy. Swung on and missed. McCabe down on strikes. First strikeout for Izzy. Second out of the inning as the center fielder E.J. Andrews Jr. coming to the plate. Andrews Jr. last year on Star Wars night hit a home run. The Grizzlies last year had very sleek blue jerseys. They wore the red pants, and Andrews Jr. had a home run to left field. Let's see if he can do the same thing tonight as it's outside. Count at 1-0. Hummus Republic voted Fresno's best Mediterranean restaurant, with 2 locations in Fresno, one right here in downtown Fresno at 2424 Tulare Street, and another that just opened up on Palm and Knees next to GB3. Hummus Republic Fresno, modern Mediterranean food, pitas, bowls, wraps, 2 Fresno locations. That's a called strike. Now 1-2 to Andrews Jr. Find them on Instagram and Facebook at Hummus Republic Fresno. And we thank Hummus Republic Fresno for being a proud partner of your Fresno Grizzlies. As that swung on and missed, Andrews Jr. tagged out, and a clean inning for Ashton Izzy. We head to the third, tied to 1. We'll be back right after this.
Wow. Toyota's new Grand Highlander Hybrid really has 97.5 cubic feet of cargo space. I can upgrade my flower hobby into a flower hustle. And it seats 8? Do I want kids or become a dog mom of 8? Plus, it's got all-wheel drive, camping, skiing. Do I even have skis? Whoa, there's 15 other Toyota Hybrid models? Sounds dreamy. What are my dreams? Am I dreaming right now? Find yourself in a stylish new Toyota Hybrid today. Toyota, let's go places. What places? Where are we going?
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra, the perfect balance of taste and refreshment, and only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Watch me now!
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league.
Welcome back to downtown Fresno, California, beautiful Chuck Chansey Park. Top of the third inning, 1-1 between Modesto and Fresno. As Jacob Sharp will lead things off against Jack Mahoney. Here comes the pitch, and that is in there for a strike. Count at 0-1. As Mahoney, the right-hander, the only run he's allowed was on a balk. As here comes the pitch, and that is outside. Count of 1 ball and 1 strike from Jack Mahoney. Played at South Carolina for three seasons. He was a two-way player for multiple years. As the pitch is line foul by Jacob Sharp. Count at one ball and two strikes. As a pitcher, appeared in 31 games, making 22 starts. Went 10-4 with a 3.44 ERA. Here comes the 1-2 from Mahoney. And it swung on and missed. Elevated a fastball and Sharp down on strikes. A sharp pitch from Mahoney for his second strikeout of the contest. As it brings up the leadoff hitter in Johnny Formello, who's 0-1. Good pitch from Jack Mahoney. Mahoney did miss a year of pitching in college. As here's a ground ball back to Mahoney. He spears it. The throw to first, and it is in time. And Jack Mahoney fielding his position. It goes 1-3. Well, the reason that Mahoney missed some time was because of Tommy John surgery in college. He was able to hit, though, and Mahoney, he said, you know, he wasn't the best of hitters, but in 20 at-bats, two of his three hits were for homers. As here comes the pitch, and it is low, count at one ball and no strikes. But South Carolina, the SEC domination, and a lot of SEC products have gone through the Rocky system, as that is low and outside, count at 2-0. Chase Dahlander, last year's first-round draft pick for the Rockies in High A Spokane. We've also seen the former Fresno Grizzly middle infielder in Sterling Thompson. Thompson could be heading up to the Rockies very soon. As here's a swing and a miss. Pulled the hammer there on Arroyo. Down at 1-1. Actually, it's two balls and a strike, excuse me. Here comes the pitch. And a high chopper. This is the shortstop, Wimmer. The Jeter throw. It's high. And Hinchman couldn't stay on the base as Arroyo will reach. That was a tough play for Wimmer, and he almost made it. Second hit for Modesto as it brings up Luis Sweetspell, who's 0-1. But Mahoney, as we said, spent time in South Carolina. Another great SEC product. Prior to that, attended St. Viator High School in Arlington Heights, Illinois. As here comes the pitch from Mahoney. And a ground ball to second. Mendez gobbles it up. He's been busy. Makes the play. And that will end the inning. We had the bottom of the third. Tied at one. You're listening to Grizzlies Baseball and Stream Guys. FresnoGrizzlies.com, the Bally Live app, and MILB TV.
Wow. Toyota's new Grand Highlander Hybrid really has 97.5 cubic feet of cargo space. I can upgrade my flower hobby into a flower hustle. And it seats eight. Do I want kids or become a dog mom of eight? Plus, it's got all-wheel drive, camping, skiing. Do I even have skis? Whoa, there's 15 other Toyota Hybrid models. Sounds dreamy. What are my dreams? Am I dreaming right now? Find yourself in a stylish new Toyota Hybrid today. Toyota, let's go places. What places? Where are we going?
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra, the perfect balance of taste and refreshment, and only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Welcome back to downtown Fresno, California, at beautiful Chuck Chancey Park. Bottom of the third inning, 1-1 our score between the Grizzlies and the Modesto Nuts. As Luis Mendez will lead things off against Ashton Izzy. As here comes the pitch from the right-hander. And it is inside. Count of one ball and no strikes. Izzy, a high school product, drafted by the Mariners in 2022. Here comes the pitch, and Mendez, sharp ground ball to short. Up with it is the shortstop in Pete. The throw to first in time. Mendez retired 6-3 for the first out, as it brings up the left fielder in Jake Snyder. Snyder 0-for-1, a flyout his first time. Jake Snyder leads all of professional baseball with a .518 on base percentage. Tied for fifth in all of baseball with 29 walks as the first pitch is a called strike, count at 0-1. Jake Snyder enjoyed a night off yesterday, back in the lineup and leading off tonight. As here comes the pitch from Izzy, and it is quickly 0-2. Yellow Dog Signs and Graphics is your one-stop shop for all custom-made signs, banners, wraps, and graphics here in the Central Valley. Here comes the 0-2 to Snyder, and it's low, count of 1-2. When you choose Yellow Dog, you're choosing premium, high-quality products, and excellent customer service, all at a competitive price point. Here's the 1-2 to Snyder. And Snyder, swing and a miss, ball in the dirt. Now the throw down to complete the putout is in time. Snyder retired, second strikeout for Izzy. Goes 2-3 for the second out. And now Braylon Wimmer. Wimmer 1-for-1, a single and a run scored. You can visit yellowdoggraphics.com to request a free quote or give them a call at 559-435-6263 today. Yellow Dog Signs and Graphics, bring your best ideas to life. And we thank Yellow Dog Signs and Graphics for being a proud partner of your Fresno Grizzlies here in the bottom of the third. Here comes the pitch, and that is a called strike to Wimmer. Count at 1-1. Ashton Izzy, 2 strikeouts so far for the right-hander. Here's the pitch, and Wimmer, high chopper, and that ball getting to right field, a base hit. Wimmer now 2-for-2 as he has a seamy single to right. A bounding ball that went past the drawn first baseman, Callie, and the second baseman, Arroyo, who was playing more up the middle, couldn't get over to make the play. And now it's Andy Perez 1-for-1 with a single. Third hit for Fresno, 2 by Wimmer, a multi-hit game. And now to Andy Perez as the Grizzlies trying to get something going here with 2 outs. Tied at 1 with Modesto here in the bottom of the third. Here's the pitch. Inside, count of 1-0. Andy Perez ranked in the top 10 in 7 different California League categories, which includes 2nd in total bases. Here's the pitch, and Perez, a liner to center, and it will get down. Wimmer now will head to third, and just like that, a multi-hit game for Perez. Perez now 2-for-2 with a single. Wimmer gets to third like his previous hit, and the Grizzlies will go to Jason Hinchman. Hinchman has sacrificed fly his first time. The RBI for Fresno. He is the last 4 Fresno RBI. And Jason Hinchman went to Tennessee Tech for college, signed as an undrafted free agent by the Rockies, a power hitter in Hinchman. Here's the pitch. Outside, count of 1-0, and right now he is the most dangerous hitter in this Grizzlies lineup. Runners at the corners here with 2 outs in the bottom of the third inning. Here comes the 1-0. And it is fouled off. Count of 1-1. The Grizzlies wearing their specialty Star Wars jerseys tonight. Runners at first and third. Perez a good lead as the second baseman in Arroyo playing closer to that second base bag. And a check on Perez. He's back safely. As we said, he had a big lead over there at first. The Grizzlies have played some very interesting baseball when it comes to runners at first and third. Maybe they'll try to get into a rundown as here comes the pitch, and that's what Perez initially went to do. Count it 2-1. The Grizzlies scored earlier in the year where the first base runner took off for second, got into a rundown to allow the runner from third to score. Here comes the 2-1 Hinchman, and he fouls it off. Now 2 balls and 2 strikes. Hinchman, a big hack right there against Ashton Izzy. 2 outs in the frame. Fresno trying to get a run across. Here comes the pitch, and Hinchman fouls it off and will do it again with the same count. 2 balls, 2 strikes. I hope everyone is okay down there. A lot of fans looking over at where the ball landed, and I hope that everyone's all right. 2 balls, 2 strikes. Runners at the corners here for Fresno here in the bottom of the third inning. 1-1 our score. Here comes the pitch to Hinchman again, and Hinchman fly ball out to right center, but he did not get enough of it as the right fielder and Smith will run it down to end the inning. Grizzlies come up empty as we head to the fourth, tied at 1. We'll be back right after this.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Okay, the 2025 Toyota Camry is fully redesigned. I see you, Toyota. Sleek interior, electronic all-wheel drive. I should hit the mountains. I should call my girls. I should call my mom. Fold-down rear seats. This Camry's got tons of room. Could fit a snowboard in here. Should I try it again? The instructor was cute. Is he single? Is it complicated? 232 horsepower. Get lost in nature. Find myself in Joshua Tree. What if his name's Joshua? Find yourself in an all-new 2025 Toyota Camry today. Toyota. Let's go places.
Welcome back to downtown Fresno, California, at beautiful Chuck Chansey Park. Top of the fourth inning, 1-1 between Modesto and Fresno. Express Furniture Rental, whether you're looking for temporary furnishings for an apartment or condo, or maybe you need to furnish your home. Express Furniture Rental is your rental furnishing solution. They have affordable rental packages, which include housewares, electronics, and more. Here comes the pitch from Mahoney, ground ball, and that is fair down the right field line, a base hit for Montes. Montes looking for two. Here's a throw to second, it's offline, and Lázaro Montes, a leadoff double. Slowly down the right field line where the first baseman Hinchman was playing. He had no chance to get to that ball. It's the third hit for Modesto, as it brings up first baseman Caleb Cali, who's 0-for-1. But again, they have affordable rental packages, which include housewares, electronics, and more. They are your one-stop shop. You can check them out online at efrental.com or call 800-933-3689 today. Express Furniture Rental, we thank them for being a proud partner of your Fresno Grizzlies here in the top of the fourth. Here comes the first pitch to Cali from Jack Mahoney. And it is swung on and missed, counted 0-1. Mahoney, prior to that pitch, went to check to see if Montes did not touch first base. He threw the ball over, Hinchman tagged the base, and they said that Montes did touch the bag. So runner at second with no outs, as that is low, counted 1 ball and 1 strike here in the top of the fourth inning. Glad you could join us for Star Wars night. An outstanding crowd on hand, probably the biggest of the season. As here comes the pitch, and that's in the dirt. Count it 2-1. Friday night fireworks to follow tonight's game, presented by Fresno Teachers Association and Central Valley Education Foundation. As here's a mound visit between Mahoney and McCabe. And a beautiful night. I'm glad you could join us. I am rocking out in my Star Wars gear. I have my lightsaber. I'm also wearing my robe as well to enjoy a great night of fun here at the ballpark. A beautiful night for baseball, and I'm glad you could join us for tonight's action. It's the Fresno Grizzlies and Modesto Nuts playing in game 4 of 6. First meeting between these clubs, as here comes the 1-1, and it's fouled off by Cali. Count of 1-2. The Grizzlies winning last night 3-2. They dropped game 1 5-2, and game 2 they fell 12-0. The Grizzlies' offense had been sputtering over the past couple of games. Tonight already 4 hits over 3 innings. As here's a ground ball, and that will get up the middle. A base hit. Montez now, he's coming in. The throw is all the way in, and he will score. Montez stopped at third, and then he went to the plate and scored, even though Andrews Jr. had a good throw to the dish. Either way, Montez has 2 runs, and now Modesto leads 2-1. It's an RBI single for Caleb Cali. Second hit and a run of the frame, and now it's Ty Pete who's 0-1. As Modesto now regains control in this contest. Here comes the pitch to Pete, and it's a pitch clock violation on Mahoney. Count at 1-0. Modesto scored their first run thanks to a balk, and their second run now in the RBI single from Caleb Cali. Here comes the pitch, and that is a strike. And the count now at 1-1. Here in the top of the 4th inning. Again, Star Wars night at the ballpark. Lots of special characters here at the park. And I'm surprised that I don't have any security up here in the booth. Some stormtroopers to help out. But I think I might be on the dark side with the red lightsaber. As here comes the 2-1 from Jack Mahoney. It will come set around the chest. Here comes the pitch. And a fly ball lifted foul. Count of 2-2. As Mahoney battling Ty Pete. So 2-2. Mahoney looks back the runner at Cali at first. Here comes the pitch from the right-hander. And it is high for a ball. 3-2. Mahoney trying to get Pete to chase after one. Mahoney, as we said, his last outing, 6 1/3 innings. A career high in innings and strikeouts in his last start. As here is a line drive out to center field, literally right at the center fielder, Andrews Jr. He did not even have to move to make the first out. As here comes the right fielder, Aiden Smith. And sometimes defensive alignment does work. As Aiden Smith, who's 1-for-1, the single and a stolen base, will stride to the plate. But an outstanding crowd. I see a lot of lightsabers here at the ballpark. As here comes the pitch, and it's fouled off. Count at 0-1. But everyone getting to the spirit. My favorite Star Wars character is Mace Windu. Can't go wrong with Darth Maul either. And of course, Yoda, Chewbacca. You'll never see me do a Chewbacca noise. As here comes the 1-1. And a ground ball foul. Count at 1-2. I know that E.J. Andrews Jr., who just caught a fly ball, did his best Chewbacca noise. You can find that on our Instagram page at Fresno Grizzlies. Let us know if E.J. Andrews Jr. won that, or was it first baseman Jason Hinchman? As here comes the pitch from Mahoney. And a ground ball. This could be 2-5-4-3. And it's not in time. Grizzlies did a great job turning, though. It was just a tad late thanks to Smith's speed. So a fielder's choice. It goes 5-4. So now two outs, runner at first for Carson Jones. And a great job by Perez, the third baseman, got it quickly out of his glove on the slow roller. Mendez, the second baseman, great feed. And then maneuvering his feet to try to make a perfect throw was not in time. So now to Jones, who struck out looking his first time. And he swings and misses, 0-1. Good pitch from Mahoney down in the zone at 86 miles per hour. Mahoney, five pitches, fastball, slider, curveball, changeup, sinker. Fastball can live up in the mid to upper 90s, as that's in the dirt count of 1-1. Modesto, a good fastball hitting team, though. And Mahoney going to the breaking pitches. Mahoney, the game one starter of the Grizzlies 2024 season. Good stuff, but he also has a plethora of pitches that he can throw for strikes. As here comes the 1-1, and a check on the runner, and a good move as Smith is barely back in time. Count remains at 1-1. Jack Mahoney was named starter number one. Well, his friend growing up, Cole Kmet, just found out that he has a new QB1 in Caleb Williams. As here's a fly ball foul, count at 1-2. Caleb Williams, drafted number one overall by the Chicago Bears in this year's draft. And Mahoney and the Cole Kmet family grew up together. And Mahoney said that he would go to Soldier Field and watch a lot of games. His grandparents had season tickets. As here comes the 1-2. There goes the runner and a play off of Hinchman's leg. And he has nowhere to go. That ball was scolded off the bat at 99. It went off Hinchman's leg, glove, and the bag. It rolled over into foul territory. It was fair, and then it went to the foul, into foul territory, and therefore it's a single for Jones. And Smith gets to third. Third hit this inning, fifth overall. So now runners at the corners here with two outs. And it's Jacob Sharp who's 0-1 with a strikeout. Yes, here comes the pitch from Mahoney. Ground ball and a diving play by Wimmer. And the glove flip to second for the third out. Are you kidding me? Braylon Wimmer with an outstanding play to end the inning. We head to the bottom of the fourth. Grizzlies trail 2-1. We'll be back right after this.
Experience an unforgettable celebration of Black baseball history over Memorial Day weekend in Cooperstown, New York. The Hall of Fame East-West Classic, a Legends game in tribute to the traditional Negro Leagues All-Star Game, takes place May 25th at historic Doubleday Field. The East-West Classic is part of a weekend celebration as the museum opens its new exhibit, The Souls of the Game, Voices of Black Baseball. Get your East-West Classic tickets today at baseballhall.org.
Don't miss a pitch of Fresno Grizzlies baseball all season long. With promotions, fireworks, food specials, and more, there's something for everyone at Chuck Chancey Park. Tickets start at just $10. Grab yours now at FresnoGrizzlies.com, and we'll see you at the ballpark.
Okay, the 2025 Toyota Camry is fully redesigned. I see you, Toyota. Sleek interior, electronic all-wheel drive. I should hit the mountains. I should call my girls. I should call my mom. Fold-down rear seats. This Camry's got tons of room. Could fit a snowboard in here. Should I try it again? The instructor was cute. Is he single? Is it complicated? 232 horsepower. Get lost in nature. Find myself in Joshua Tree. What if his name's Joshua? Find yourself in an all-new 2025 Toyota Camry today. Toyota. Let's go places.
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra, the perfect balance of taste and refreshment.
Welcome back to downtown Fresno, California. Beautiful Chuck Chancey Park. Bottom of the fourth inning, 2-1, Modesto leads Fresno, as Fadrio Cruz will lead things off. Here comes the pitch from Izzy, and Cruz swing and a miss. Counted 0-1. Fajardo Cruz batting 200. Led off the game yesterday with a walk and then a single in his second at bat. As here comes the pitch to Cruz. And it's a ground ball foul. Quickly, no balls and two strikes. Friday night baseball here at Chuck Chansey Park. A beautiful night. Star Wars night. As here comes the 0-2. And Cruz outside. Count of one ball and two strikes. Manco Abbott and Lou Pervone's apartment homes at the Dominion is raising the standards where people live, work, and play. Here comes the 1-2 to Cruz, and a fly ball out to right field, hit well, and the right fielder coming in cannot make the play in Smith. And Cruz has a leadoff single, extends his hit streak to 4 games, fifth hit for Fresno, and now Felix Tena, who's 0-1, located 1325 East Fox Hill Drive. Les Provence is one of Fresno's most luxurious 1 and 2 bedroom apartments. Visit their website at leprovencepts.com and come discover the provincial lifestyle that is waiting for you. We thank Manco Abbott and Lou Pervone's apartment homes at the Dominion for being a proud partner of your Fresno Grizzlies here in the bottom of the fourth. Down and on 1-2 Tena. Here comes the next pitch, the Grizzlies right fielder. And it's outside. Count of one ball and one strike. As we said, a beautiful night for baseball. Two more games left in this series. Tomorrow night is Christian Fellowship night. There's also a Grizzlies hat giveaway. As here's a base hit to right field. There was a big hole in the right side. Cruz heading to third. Here's the throw, and he is out. What a throw from the right fielder in Smith. And Cruz is out by a couple steps. So 10 of the single, and then Cruz is out. It goes 9-5 for the out. Fresno has their sixth hit, but now only a runner at first, and it's Ben McCabe who is 0-1. That was a great throw from the right fielder in Smith, right on the money for the first out. And now McCabe, as he takes a pitch inside, count at 1-0. But tomorrow, as we said, Christian Fellowship night, a Grizzlies hat giveaway for the first 1,500 fans. And you will not be able to get the hat in the team store. You cannot get it by maybe going online and just searching for it. You can only get it if you come to the game tomorrow. A gray hat, and we hope you can come to the ballpark and grab it. First pitch at 6:50 p.m. tomorrow. As here comes the pitch, and it's swung on and missed. Count at two balls and one strike. Now, Christian Fellowship Night presented by Van G Logistics and Fresno Pacific University. A pregame concert. Here comes the pitch from the right-hander Izzy. And a line drive by McCabe goes foul. Count now at two balls and two strikes. I'm very excited for that pregame concert. There's a special ticket for that, and we hope that you can come enjoy it and then enjoy a Grizzlies baseball game. And then on Sunday, to wrap up this six-game series, a 1:05 p.m. first pitch for Mother's Day at the ballpark. As here comes the 2-2 to McCabe, and he swings and misses again. Down on strikes, second out of the inning, third strikeout for the right-hander Izzy. And it brings up center fielder E.J. Andrews Jr. Mother's Day at the ballpark, special Mom-mosa, alcoholic and non-alcoholic, with a souvenir cup available in our Kodiak Club and Fresno Social. There's a discount ticket for the whole family. Come celebrate Mom at the ballpark. As a check on Tena, he's back safely with a head first dive. The Grizzlies will also transform into the Malmo Oat Milkers, presented by Oatly, part of a minor league baseball initiative. the 121st team in minor league baseball. That's a strike. Counted 0-1. It's also a Save Mart Sunday, and kids run the bases with free ice cream from Producer's Dairy. I'm a little bit disappointed. I have not received any ice cream yet up in the booth. But I hope I can get some on Sunday. As here comes the 0-1 to Andrews Jr. outside. Counted 1-1. But grab your tickets now for the rest of this series at FresnoGrizzlies.com. And, of course, lots of promotions down the line. 4th of July. A couple months away. Make sure you grab those tickets as well. They're going fast. Here comes the 1-1, and that is fouled off. Count of 1-2. A big crowd tonight here at Chukchansey Park. A lot of people enjoying a great night. As here comes the 1-2 to E.J. Andrews Jr. And it's high. There goes the runner for second, and it will be another throwout. Tanner looked like he stopped initially, and he's thrown out to end the inning. Grizzlies, two base running miscues. As we head to the fifth, Modesto leads 2-1. We'll be back right after this.
Okay, the 2025 Toyota Camry is fully redesigned. I see you, Toyota. Sleek interior, electronic all-wheel drive. I should hit the mountains. I should call my girls. I should call my mom. Fold-down rear seats. This Camry's got tons of room. Could fit a snowboard in here. Should I try it again? The instructor was cute. Is he single? Is it complicated? 232 horsepower. Get lost in nature. Find myself in Joshua Tree. What if his name's Joshua? Find yourself in an all-new 2025 Toyota Camry today. Toyota. Let's go places.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Wow.
Toyota's new Grand Highlander Hybrid really has 97.5 cubic feet of cargo space. I can upgrade my flower hobby into a flower hustle. And it seats 8. Do I want kids or become a dog mom of 8? Plus, it's got all-wheel drive, camping, skiing. Do I even have skis? Whoa, there's 15 other Toyota Hybrid models. Sounds dreamy. What are my dreams? Am I dreaming right now? Find yourself in a stylish new Toyota Hybrid today. Toyota, let's go places. What places? Where are we going?
Don't miss a pitch of Fresno Grizzlies baseball all season long. With promotions, fireworks, food specials, and more, there's something for everyone at Chukchansey Park. Tickets start at just $10. Grab yours now at FresnoGrizzlies.com, and we'll see you at the ballpark.
Welcome back to downtown Fresno, California, beautiful Chukchansey Park. We're in the top of the fifth inning, 2-1. Modesto leads Fresno. As the first pitch is a called strike from Jack Mahoney to Johnny Farmello. Here comes the 0-1 from Mahoney. Winds and deals. And it is low. Count of 1-1. Farmello 0-2 with 2 groundouts so far. The most recent one back to Mahoney, who made a great fielding play. As here comes the 1-1. And it's a slow ground ball foul. Count of 1-2 here in the top of the fifth inning. We mentioned last half inning that we have a lot of amazing events coming up at Chukchansey Park. And that includes Tequila Fest. And in Fresno, are you ready to party? Tequila Fest returns to Chukchansey Park on Friday, May 17th. Here comes the pitch from Mahoney. Swung on and missed. Down on strikes goes Farmello. Third strikeout for Mahoney. First out of the inning. And it brings up second baseman Michael Arroyo. 1-2 with a single. Catch T-Pain and Busta Rhymes live as one of the biggest concerts of the year comes to downtown Fresno. Here's the pitch. And it's inside. Count of 1-0. Join in on the fun and check out incredible live music, local food trucks and vendors, and of course, lots of tequila. Here comes the pitch, and it's a chopper foul, count of 1-1. General admission and VIP tickets are on sale now at TequilaFestFresno.com or the Chukchansey Park ticket office. We will see you at Chukchansey Park for Tequila Fest on May 17th. That's inside. Count now at 2 balls and 1 strike here on May 10th. And guess what? May 17th is a week away. As here comes the pitch and a line drive base hit to right field over the second baseman's head of Mendez. And now looking for two initially was Arroyo. He will stop with a one out single. He's now 2 for 3. Sixth hit for the Nuts as it brings up the third baseman in Luis Suispel 0 for 2. Here in the top of the fifth inning, 2-1 Modesto leads Fresno. And we hope you can join us for Tequila Fest on May 17th. Grab your tickets now at TequilaFestFresno.com. Ground ball foul, counted 0-1 from Luis Suispel, the switch-hitting corner infielder. Suispel is listed at 6'1", 190 pounds, 20 years old from Valencia, Venezuela. Signed as an international free agent in 2019. By the Mariners. Here comes the pitch. Swung on and missed. Counted 0-2. Good pitch from Mahoney. Passed the bat a Suispel at 96 miles per hour. Runner at first with one out. Here comes the pitch from Mahoney. Comes set around the numbers. And it is a ball. Counted 1-2. That looked close from at least my point of view. As Mahoney was already walking off as if he had his fourth strikeout. As here is a pitch low. And the count now at 2 balls and 2 strikes. Arroyo the runner at first. Farmelo a strikeout to start this fifth inning. Fresno trailing 2-1. A great game once again here at Chukchansey Park. Top two teams in the California League North Division standings. As that's fouled off by Suispel. Count at 2-2 still. Fresno at 16-13. 5.5 games back of Modesto, who are 21-7. Now Modesto, that 21-7 number is not just anything, because they are 42-9 over their last 51 games. As that swung on and missed. And Suispel down on strikes. Fourth strikeout for Mahoney. Second out of the inning. And it brings up Lázaro Montes. 1 for 1, a double, a walk, and 2 runs scored for Montes. Modesto, as we said, 42-9 over their last 51 games. They dominated and steamrolled through the postseason, going 4-0 to win the California League crown. As Montes fouls it off, count at 0-1. They beat San Jose by sweeping them, and then they swept the Rancho Cucamonga Quakes to win the crown. But Modesto got very lucky because the Fresno Grizzlies had the best overall record. As that swung on missed, 0-2 now. And the Grizzlies were really the only team who somehow could beat the Modesto Nuts during their long winning streak last year. I believe Modesto had won 17 in a row at one point. It was an unbelievable stretch for Modesto to end the season. And they've continued their hot play into 2024. As here comes the 0-2 and Montes fouls it off. And Montes is a big reason of why the Modesto Nuts are where they're at. Montes, who's listed at 6'3", 210 pounds, has 6 homers this year, batting .333, a 1.017 OPS, and leads all of professional baseball with 39 RBI. As that's called strike 3, and Montes is out. Mahoney's 5th punch out of the game, and 3rd in the 5th inning. We head to the bottom of the 5th. You're listening to Grizzlies Baseball and Stream, guys. FresnoGrizzlies.com. The Bally Live app and MILB TV.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Experience an unforgettable celebration of Black baseball history over Memorial Day weekend in Cooperstown, New York. The Hall of Fame East-West Classic, a Legends game in tribute to the traditional Negro League's All-Star Game, takes place May 25th at historic Doubleday Field. The East-West Classic is part of a weekend celebration as the museum opens its new exhibit, The Souls of the Game, Voices of Black Baseball. Get your East West Classic tickets today at baseballhall.org.
Okay, the 2025 Toyota Camry is fully redesigned. I see you, Toyota. Sleek interior, electronic all-wheel drive. I should hit the mountains. I should call my girls. I should call my mom. Fold down rear seats. This Camry's got tons of room. Could fit a snowboard in here. Should I try it again? The instructor was cute. Is he single? Is it complicated? 232 horsepower. Get lost in nature. Find myself in Joshua Tree. What if his name's Joshua? Find yourself in an all-new 2025 Toyota Camry today. Toyota. Let's go places.
Don't miss a pitch of Fresno Grizzlies baseball all season long. With promotions, fireworks, food specials, and more, there's something for everyone at Chuck Chansey Park. Tickets start at just $10. Grab yours now at FresnoGrizzlies.com, and we'll see you at the ballpark.
Welcome back to downtown Fresno, California, beautiful Chuck Chansey Park. E.J. Andrews Jr. will lead things off as the first pitch is outside. Count of one ball and no strikes. Ashton Izzy, four innings of one run ball so far, as that is in there. Count of one ball and one strike to E.J. Andrews Jr. here in the bottom of the fifth inning. Glad you could join us. Here comes the pitch, and it is fouled off right below us. Count now at one ball and two strikes. Ashton Izzy. As here comes the pitch, and it is high for a ball. Count at two balls and two strikes. Here comes the 2-2 to Andrews Jr. And he lines one out to left field. That's a base hit. It goes all the way to the wall. Andrews Jr. rounds first. He's heading to second, and he has a leadoff double. E.J. Andrews Jr. A leadoff double, seven hits for Fresno. As it brings up the second baseman in Luis Mendez, who's 0 for 1. So Mendez now will try to help E.J. Andrews score. Andrews Jr.'s second double of the season. And the Grizzlies' first extra base hit of the game. They have seven hits overall. Now Luis Mendez. Here comes the pitch from the right-hander Izzy. And Mendez fly ball right field. That ball gets down. That one will go all the way to the wall. They will swap places. Mendez has an RBI double, and we are tied at two. Luis Mendez with an RBI double. Andrews Jr. scores easily, and we are tied here in the fifth. Luis Mendez, a big hit, another hit for Fresno. They have eight now. And it brings up Jake Snyder, who's 0 for 2. Runner at second, no outs. Mendez's first double in 2024. And just like that, the Grizzlies have tied this game up in their most productive inning of 2024. The fifth inning has been the best inning for Fresno so far this season. They have scored 32 runs as now a line drive left field by Snyder. It goes foul, counted 0-1. As the Grizzlies have tied this game up at two. Fresno scored a run in the first. Modesto run in the second and fourth innings. Here comes the 0-1 to Snyder. And that is a called strike quickly. No balls and two strikes. The Grizzlies, this offense trying to get going. It's been a tough stretch in May. 3-6 in May, just 24 total runs. As that is called strike three, and Snyder takes a strike. And I thought that was strike three. And they were checking the count. I believe that was strike three, and Snyder is out. That's right. I thought that was strike three, but now it's been awarded to Izzy. So one out, runner at second, and it's Braylon Wimmer who's two for two. He has two singles and a run scored. As here comes the pitch to Wimmer, and it is outside, count at 1-0. So one ball and no strikes. Runner at second for Braylon Wimmer. Here's the pitch, and it is outside. Two balls and no strikes to Wimmer. Braylon Wimmer has been working with the Grizzlies' former hitting coach and the Rockies' current hitting coordinator in Nick Wilson. As here comes the 2-0. It's outside. Three balls and no strikes. Wimmer started the year with four home runs, and he cooled off just a little bit. And now tonight, looks like he's back in his regular form. Three balls and no strikes. Here comes the pitch, and that is a strike all the way. Count now at 3-1. Here in the bottom of the fifth inning. Here comes the 3-1 to Wimmer. And Wimmer takes a strike. Now 3-2. Good breaking ball at 80 miles per hour from the right-hander in Izzy. And now Wimmer will have to battle right here. Here comes the pitch, and it's outside, and that is ball four. And now Mendez was looking to go to three, possibly. He will stay put. So Wimmer draws the walk. He has now reached three times. First walk by Izzy. And now here comes the pitching coach and Jake Witt as action will start happening in that Modesto pen. As Jake Witt, the pitching coach, to come to talk to Ashton Izzy. There have been three base runners over the first four hitters in this frame. Runners at first and second with one out, and it's Andy Perez, who is two for two with two singles. No one really getting loose just yet. A right-hander starting to warm up as the pitching coach looking at the right-hander and Herman Fajardo getting loose. It's Fajardo getting loose down in that pen, number three. 2-2 here in the bottom of the fifth inning. Here comes the pitch to Andy Perez with runners at first and second and only one out. Long pause, here it is, and Perez takes a pitch outside, count at 1-0. 2-2 our score here in the bottom of the fifth inning. The Grizzlies looking for back-to-back wins against a red-hot Modesto Nuts team. Here comes the pitch to Perez, now a check on Mendez, as Izzy throwing the ball in the shortstop, and Pete was not even close to the bag at second. I think Izzy just wanted to make sure that Mendez stayed close as here comes the pitch. And Perez, a single up the middle. He's now three for three. Mendez will stop at third base as he had to make sure that ball was not caught. And Andy Perez, three for three with three singles. Wimmer to second. Mendez to third. Third hit of the inning for Fresno. They have nine hits overall. And now Jason Hinchman. Hinchman 0 for 1. A sacrifice fly back in the first inning. It is 2-2. Bases loaded, though, with only one out. Yes, here comes the pitch to Jason Hinchman. And Hinchman, fly ball to right field, and actually it's going to be the first baseman now in foul territory making the catch. And Caleb Cowley for the second out. And a big second out as Hinchman retired, and it brings up Fajardo Cruz. Cruz 1-for-2, a single back in the fourth inning. He was thrown out heading to third after the single by Tena, who awaits on deck. But Fresno don't want to waste this opportunity. As here's a line drive out to left center field. That ball is caught on the run by the left fielder in Jones to end the inning. Cruz gave it a ride, and the Grizzlies can only score one run off the RBI double from Luis Mendez. We head to the sixth right after this.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Experience an unforgettable celebration of Black baseball history over Memorial Day weekend in Cooperstown, New York. The Hall of Fame East-West Classic, a Legends game in tribute to the traditional Negro Leagues All-Star Game, takes place May 25th at historic Doubleday Field. The East-West Classic is part of a weekend celebration as the museum opens its new exhibit, The Souls of the Game, Voices of Black Baseball. Get your East West Classic tickets today at baseballhall.org.
Don't miss a pitch of Fresno Grizzlies baseball all season long. With promotions, fireworks, food specials, and more, there's something for everyone at Chuck Chansey Park. Tickets start at just $10. Grab yours now at FresnoGrizzlies.com, and we'll see you at the ballpark.
Okay, the 2025 Toyota Camry is fully redesigned. I see you, Toyota. Sleek interior, electronic all-wheel drive. I should hit the mountains. I should call my girls. I should call my mom. Fold-down rear seats. This Camry's got tons of room. Could fit a snowboard in here. Should I try it again? The instructor was cute. Is he single? Is it complicated? 232 horsepower. Get lost in nature. Find myself in Joshua Tree. What if his name's Joshua? Find yourself in an all-new 2025 Toyota Camry today. Toyota. Let's go places.
Welcome back to downtown Fresno, California at beautiful Chuck Chansey Park. We're in the top of the sixth inning. It is 2-2 between Modesto and Fresno. As Jack Mahoney, here he will wind and deal. Here comes the pitch, and that is a called strike to Caleb Cowley. We are tied at two here in the top of the sixth inning. A beautiful night for baseball here in downtown Fresno at Chuck Chansey Park. As that is a foul ball to Cali, count at no balls and two strikes. Fresno tying the game up at two after the RBI double from Luis Mendez. Andy Perez, a three-hit game. Braylon Wimmer has reached base all three times. For Andy Perez, those three hits for him, tied for the most by Grizzlies batter in a game this season. And for Andy Perez, he's now one hit shy of a career high. As a count now at one ball and two strikes. Here comes the pitch. Way outside. Two balls and two strikes. Top of the sixth inning. Hey, Grizzlies fans, all season long, Pete and Jerry's Home Run Eggs, the official egg partner of minor league baseball, invites you to show off your excellent moves in the Shelly's Shake Your Tail Feather Dance-Off for your chance to win free eggs. As that swung on and missed, Cali down on strikes. Sixth strikeout for Mahoney. First out of the inning, he has now fanned four batters over the past five that have come to the plate. As now it's Ty Pete who's 0-for-2 against Mahoney. Pete and Jerry's eggs are in a league of their own. Their hens are free to frolic under sunny skies on small family farms, laying eggs with impeccable taste and quality. Find the Metro local supermarket and bring them home today. We thank Pete and Jerry's for being a proud partner of your Fresno Grizzlies and minor league baseball here in the top of the sixth. Here comes the pitch, and Pete, fly ball foul. Count it. 2-1 here in the top of the sixth inning. As the Grizzlies trying to win back-to-back games against these Modesto Nuts. Here comes the pitch, and that is just outside. 3-1 to Ty Pete. From Jack Mahoney, the right-hander. And now time called as Ben McCabe will go talk to Mahoney. Action down in that Modesto bullpen. For Mahoney, 5 1/3 innings has allowed 6 hits, 2 runs, both earned. 1 walk and 6 strikeouts. No one really getting loose down in that Fresno pen. Yet a couple guys just stretching. There's a right-hander, Fajardo, down in that Modesto pen. As Ty Pete at the dish. 3-1 to Pete. Here comes the pitch from Mahoney. He will wind and deal. And it is a high pop-up. This is drifting near the on-deck circle. And now we'll go foul. 3-2 in a race for the baseball. And off the ricochet, a fan makes the play. 3-2 A beautiful night here at Chukchansey Park. This is definitely the biggest crowd this season so far. This place is packed. Still a couple open seats, but not much room here at this ballpark. Here comes the 3-2 from Mahoney. We'll wind and deal. Here it is. And it is outside, ball 4, 1-out walk. That was close from Mahoney. Second walk issued from the right-hander. And it brings up Aiden Smith, who's reached base twice. 1-2, a single stolen base, reached on a fielder's choice as well. Here in the top of the sixth inning. As Mahoney working deep into this game once again, the right-hander only at 79 pitches. Here it is, and it is fouled off, counted 0-1. Hey, heads up, Grizzlies fans, starting June 1st, Chukchansey Park will be enacting a clear bag policy. In an effort to increase speed of entry at the ballpark and for the safety of all fans, all bags must be see-through. As here's a ground ball, back to Mahoney, spears it for 1, on a first, a double play! 1-4-3, and Mahoney's fired up, and you should be too! We'll be back with more clear bag policy in the bottom of the 6, right after this.
Experience an unforgettable celebration of Black baseball history over Memorial Day weekend in Cooperstown, New York. The Hall of Fame East-West Classic, a Legends game in tribute to the traditional Negro Leagues All-Star Game, takes place May 25th at historic Doubleday Field. The East-West Classic is part of a weekend celebration as the museum opens its new exhibit, The Souls of the Game, Voices of Black Baseball. Get your East-West Classic tickets today at baseballhall.org.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Wow. Toyota's new Grand Highlander Hybrid really has 97.5 cubic feet of cargo space. I can upgrade my flower hobby into a flower hustle. And it seats 8. Do I want kids or become a dog mom of 8? Plus, it's got all-wheel drive, camping, skiing. Do I even have skis? Whoa, there's 15 other Toyota hybrid models. Sounds dreamy. What are my dreams? Am I dreaming right now? Find yourself in a stylish new Toyota hybrid today. Toyota, let's go places. What places? Where are we going?
Welcome back to downtown Fresno, California, at beautiful Chuck Chancey Park. Bottom of the sixth inning, we are tied at 2 between your Fresno Grizzlies and the visiting Modesto Nuts at Chuck Chancey Park here in downtown Fresno. Felix Tena, here comes the next pitch to him, swung on and missed quickly. 0-2 from the right-hander, Erman Fajardo takes over on the bump. After Ashton Izzy goes 5 innings, allowed 9 hits, 2 runs, all earned. As here's the 0-2, called strike 3 on the inside part of the plate, and Tena down on strikes. First strikeout for Hotto, and it brings up Ben McCabe, who's 0-2. Izzy had 2 runs, both of them earned, 1 walk, 5 strikeouts for the right-hander, and no decision for him. Now to the right-hander Fajardo, as that is a called strike. Quickly, no balls and one strike. As he battles Ben McCabe. Here comes the pitch, and it's a ground ball. The third baseman spears it. The deep throw by Sweet Spell to Cali is in time. 2 outs as it goes 5-3. And now it's E.J. Andrews Jr. Andrews Jr. 1-2, a double and a run scored against the 23-year-old in Fajardo, 5'11", 180 pounds. Played at Kansas State as that swung on a miss, counted 0-1. His 7th appearance out of the bullpen, a 2-0 record, a 5.27 ERA, 13 2/3 innings, 15 strikeouts for Fajardo. Here comes the pitch, and that is a called strike. He's ahead of count here against Andrews Jr. Signed as a free agent last year on July 18th. Yes, here comes the 0-2 to Andrews Jr. Swung on and missed. A 1-2-3 inning for Fajardo. We head to the 7th, tied at 2. We'll be back right after this.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Okay, the 2025 Toyota Camry is fully redesigned. I see you, Toyota. Sleek interior, electronic all-wheel drive. I should hit the mountains. I should call my girls. I should call my mom. Fold-down rear seats. This Camry's got tons of room. Could fit a snowboard in here. Should I try it again? The instructor was cute. Is he single? Is it complicated? 232 horsepower. Get lost in nature. Find myself in Joshua Tree. What if his name's Joshua? Find yourself in an all-new 2025 Toyota Camry today. Toyota. Let's go places.
Wow.
Toyota's new Grand Highlander Hybrid really has 97.5 cubic feet of cargo space. I can upgrade my flower hobby into a flower hustle. And it seats 8. Do I want kids or become a dog mom of 8? Plus, it's got all-wheel drive, camping, skiing. Do I even have skis? Whoa, there's 15 other Toyota hybrid models. Sounds dreamy. What are my dreams? Am I dreaming right now? Find yourself in a stylish new Toyota hybrid today. Toyota, let's go places.
What places? Where are we going?
Welcome back to downtown Fresno, California, beautiful Chuck Chancey Park. Hey, heads up, Grizzlies fans, starting June 1st, Chuck Chancey Park will be enacting a clear bag policy in an effort to increase speed of entry at the ballpark and for the safety of all fans. All bags must be see-through, with the exception of small clutches and any necessary medical items, which includes diaper bags. All bags will still be subject to search at the gates. For more information, please visit FresnoGrizzlies.com/gameday. Here's a pitch from Mahoney, swung on and missed, count at 1-1. Thank you for your understanding as we continue to make Chukchansey Park the greatest venue in all of minor league baseball. Here in the top of the seventh inning, here comes the pitch from Jack Mahoney. And it is a called strike. Now 1-2 to the left fielder in Carson Jones, who's 1-for-2 with a single. Here in the top of the seventh, glad you could join us. Here comes the pitch, and it is high for a ball. Count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Friday night baseball here at Chukchansey Park. Here on May 10th, here comes the 2-2 offering. And it is inside, 3 balls and 2 strikes. Fresno looking for another big win against the Modesto Nuts. A close game again. We're glad you could join us as Stu Flesland III starts to get loose. Here's the pitch, and it swung on and missed. Mahoney has 7 strikeouts as he gets Jones, and now Mahoney 6 1/3 innings, and that ties a career high for him. An innings pitched, and now Jacob Sharp, who's 0-for-2 with a strikeout. Mahoney up to 87 pitches in this contest. Here comes the first pitch from Mahoney, and a ground ball to the shortstop. Wimmer backs up a little bit, over to first in time, and it goes 6-3 for the second down, and now Mahoney 6 2/3 and a new career high in innings pitched. Chukchansey Gold is giving away $1 million with a millionaire cash vault giveaway. Play and earn entries starting May 1st. Then on September 2nd, one lucky guest will crack the $1 million code and will become a millionaire. That's $1 million guaranteed. Only at Chukchansey Gold Resort and Casino. And we thank Chukchansey Gold Resort and Casino for being a proud partner of your Fresno Grizzlies here in the top of the seventh. Here's the pitch, swung on and missed. Now 0-2. Mahoney, that fastball still tons of life at 96 miles per hour. Here comes the 0-2 from Mahoney, looking for his 8th punch out of the game. Here comes the pitch, and it's inside. Count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Mahoney, 6 2/3 innings, allowed 2 earned runs, 7 strikeouts. Here comes the pitch, and a fly ball out to left field. That ball will go foul, and we'll do it again at 1 ball and 2 strikes, as it looked like Farmello broke his bat. And Mahoney will wait as a new bat for the leadoff hitter for Modesto. Hummus Republic voted Fresno's best Mediterranean restaurant with 2 locations in Fresno. One right here in downtown Fresno at 2424 Tulare Street. And another that just opened up on Palm and Knees next to GB3. Hummus Republic Fresno, modern Mediterranean food, pitas, bowls, wraps. 2 Fresno locations. Find them on Instagram and Facebook at Hummus Republic Fresno. And we thank Hummus Republic for being a proud partner of your Fresno Grizzlies here in the top of the seventh. Mahoney gets Farmello to swing and a miss, and he has 7 innings of work. We head to the stretch here on Star Wars Night. We'll be back. Will the Force be with the Grizzlies tonight?
Wow. Toyota's new Grand Highlander Hybrid really has 97.5 cubic feet of cargo space. I can upgrade my flower hobby into a flower hustle. And it seats 8. Do I want kids or become a dog mom of 8? Plus, it's got all-wheel drive, camping, skiing. Do I even have skis? Whoa, there's 15 other Toyota Hybrid models. Sounds dreamy. What are my dreams? Am I dreaming right now? Find yourself in a stylish new Toyota Hybrid today. Toyota, let's go places. What places? Where are we going?
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra, the perfect balance of taste and refreshment in only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it.
Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Okay, the 2025 Toyota Camry is fully redesigned. I see you, Toyota. Sleek interior, electronic all-wheel drive. I should hit the mountains.
Welcome back to downtown Fresno, California, at beautiful Chuck Chancey Park. As the first pitch is outside to Luis Mendez, count at 1-0. 2-2 here in the bottom of the seventh inning. Mendez, 1-for-2 with an RBI double. Here comes the 1-0, and that is in there for a strike. Count at 1-1. Again, we'd like to thank Hummus Republic for being a proud partner of your Fresno Grizzlies and tonight's Press Box Food. As here's the pitch to Mendez outside, 2 balls and a strike. Find them on Instagram and Facebook at Hummus Republic Fresno. Hummus Republic Fresno here in the seventh. As here comes the pitch to Mendez, that is low, 3 balls and a strike. Grizzlies and the Modesto Nuts tied at 2 apiece. We have a barn burner here on Star Wars night. Here comes the 3-1 to Mendez, and Mendez a little blooper out to left field. This is playable for the left fielder in Jones, and he will make the catch for the first out. One away as it brings up the left fielder, Jake Snyder. Snyder 0-for-3 with 2 strikeouts. As Fajardo took over for the right-hander in Ashton Izzy. 5 innings, 9 hits, 2 runs, all earned. 1 walk and 5 punch-outs. As the first pitch is inside, count at 1-0. On the other side, Jack Mahoney's been outstanding. 7 innings, the most by a Grizzlies pitcher this season. A career high for the right-hander from South Carolina. As Snyder, fly ball, center field, but it will not be deep enough. As Farmelo is there, he will run it down for the second out. And now the shortstop in Braylon Wimmer. Wimmer is 2-for-2, 2 singles, a walk and a run scored. That was back in the first inning. He's reached base all 3 times. Let's see if Wimmer can continue his hot play tonight. As the first pitch is a slider in there for a strike, count at 0-1. 82 miles per hour from Fajardo. Making his 7th appearance out of the bullpen. As Wimmer, a high fly ball to center field, but playable again for Farmelo. And that is 2 clean innings. For the right-hander in Fajardo, we head to the 8th, tied at 2. We'll be back right after this.
Wow. Toyota's new Grand Highlander Hybrid really has 97.5 cubic feet of cargo space. I can upgrade my flower hobby into a flower hustle. And it seats 8. Do I want kids or become a dog mom of 8? Plus, it's got all-wheel drive, camping, skiing. Do I even have skis? Whoa, there's 15 other Toyota Hybrid models. Sounds dreamy. What are my dreams? Am I dreaming right now? Find yourself in a stylish new Toyota Hybrid today. Toyota, let's go places. What places? Where are we going?
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Experience an unforgettable celebration of Black baseball history over Memorial Day weekend in Cooperstown, New York. The Hall of Fame East-West Classic, a Legends game in tribute to the traditional Negro Leagues All-Star Game, takes place May 25th at historic Doubleday Field. The East-West Classic is part of a weekend celebration as the museum opens its new exhibit, The Souls of the Game, Voices of Black Baseball. Get your East-West Classic tickets today at baseballhall.org.
Welcome back to downtown Fresno, California, at beautiful Chuck Chancey Park. Top of the eighth inning, 2-2 between Modesto and Fresno, as Stu Flesland III takes over for Jack Mahoney. The first pitch is outside to Michael Arroyo, who's 2-for-3 with a pair of singles. Final line for Jack Mahoney. 7 innings of 2-run ball, 6 hits, 2 walks, and 8 strikeouts. For Mahoney, his 7 innings a career high, the most innings pitched by a Grizzlies starter this season, or any pitcher this season in that matter. As here comes the pitch, and that's a high pop-up. Drifting on the infield will be Hinchman, the first baseman. He will make the catch for the first out. One down as it brings up Luis Sweetspell, who is 0-for-3. Stu Flesland III is 6'5", 207 pounds. The left-hander from Spokane, Washington. Drafted in the 11th round in 2023 out of Washington by the Rockies. 23 years old. In Flesland III. Here's the pitch. Inside. Count it. 1-0. Takes over for Jack Mahoney. Nice crowd on hand, enjoying a great game. Here comes the pitch, and that is a called strike, and the count now at 1-1. As the Grizzlies give the ball to Stu Flesland III, 10th appearance. He's made one start this year, as that swung on and missed. Good breaking ball, count at 1-2. A 1-1 record, a 3.77 ERA. Flesland III. That's a count of 1-2 to Luis Sweetspell. Flesland III threw back on Tuesday. As here comes the pitch, and that is inside. Count out 2-2. 1 inning, 1 hit, 1 run it was earned. But that's because of 3 walks, and he did not strike out a batter. Here comes the 2-2 from Flesland. And it is low. 3-2. It's time for scores around the California League. Let's start with the game in Visalia down the road, where the Rawhide are looking for a comeback win in the 9th inning. They trail the Quakes 4-2. As here comes the pitch and a ground ball sharply hit. Wimmer, the shortstop, fields it cleanly over to first in time. 2 outs now as it brings up the DH in Lázaro Montes. Montes, 1-for-2, a double walk and 2 runs scored. Off to San Jose, where the Giants, a very similar score as the Quakes game. They lead the Ports 4-2 in the 8th inning. San Jose at 14-15 on this season. And then it is tied in the 7th between the 66ers and the Storm. As the first pitch is a strike to Montes, count at 0-1. So a lot of close games, 2-4-2 games, and 2 tied games, all in late innings in the California League. As that is inside, count of 1-1 to Montes. Lázaro Montes struck out looking his last time up. Lefty-lefty matchup. Here comes the pitch. And that is outside. 2-1 from Stu Flesland III. Fastball at 89, but known for the angle. He's on one side of the rubber, way to the side. Tough lefty-lefty matchup. And Montes, fly ball to right field. It is deep, and it is going to be caught by the right fielder, Antenna. Montes just missed a home run, 103 miles per hour off the bat. It went 349 feet into the glove of Tenna. We have the bottom of the eighth. The Grizzlies looking for a big win. We'll be back right after this.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Okay, the 2025 Toyota Camry is fully redesigned. I see you, Toyota. Sleek interior, electronic all-wheel drive. I should hit the mountains. I should call my girls. I should call my mom. Fold-down rear seats. This Camry's got tons of room. Could fit a snowboard in here. Should I try it again? The instructor was cute. Is he single? Is it complicated? 232 horsepower. Get lost in nature. Find myself in Joshua Tree. What if his name's Joshua? Find yourself in an all-new 2025 Toyota Camry today. Toyota. Let's go places.
Experience an unforgettable celebration of Black baseball history over Memorial Day weekend in Cooperstown.
Welcome back to downtown Fresno, California, beautiful Chuck Chancey Park. Andy Perez will lead things off. 2-2 our score here in the bottom of the eighth inning. Perez against the right-hander in Fajardo. Winds and deals outside. Count of 1-0. Perez, three singles. He's reached base every time tonight. And would be a great opportunity for his fifth homer. Here comes the pitch to Perez from Fajardo. And it is a fly ball out to right center field. Is it going to stay up? It doesn't, as the center fielder runs it down in Farmello. First out of the inning. And it brings up first baseman Jason Hinchman. Hinchman 0-2, a sacrifice fly back in the first inning. As it is 2-2, bottom of the eighth inning between Modesto and Fresno here in downtown Fresno, California. Beautiful Chuck Chancey Park. First pitch is inside to Hinchman, count at 1-0. Yellow Dog Signs and Graphics is your one-stop shop for all custom-made signs, banners, wraps, and graphics here in the Central Valley. When you choose Yellow Dog, you're choosing premium, high-quality products, and excellent customer service, all at a competitive price point. Here comes the pitch to Hinchman. And Hinchman takes it way inside. You can visit yellowdoggraphics.com to request a free quote or give them a call at 559-435-6263 today. Yellow Dog Signs and Graphics, bring your best ideas to life. As here comes the pitch to Hinchman. That's a strike, now 3-1. And we thank Yellow Dog Signs and Graphics for being a proud partner of your Fresno Grizzlies here in the bottom of the eighth. As here comes the pitch to Hinchman, and it is outside, a one-out walk to Jason Hinchman. Second walk issued by Modesto, and it brings up Fajrio Cruz, 1-for-3 with a single. In the bottom of the eighth inning is the Grizzlies looking for a big win. They won yesterday 3-2, tied at 2 in this game. The Grizzlies and the Modesto Nuts playing a great contest. It's Cruz, fly ball, right field, it's at the wall, and it is going to end up just short as the right fielder Smith corrals it for the second out, and Cruz just missed it. Two away now as it brings up Felix Tena, who's 1-for-3 with a single. And you can see the ball just dying out in right field tonight. Now to Tena. Tena has one homer this year. Here's the pitch, and Tena takes it cold. Strike count at 0-1. 2-2 our score. As here comes the pitch from Fajardo. And it is a high pop-up. This is going to be the catcher in Sharp, and he will make the catch as we head to the ninth, tied at two. Come on back to stream, guys. FresnoGrizzlies.com, the Bally Live app, and MILB TV.
Wow. Toyota's new Grand Highlander Hybrid really has 97.5 cubic feet of cargo space. I can upgrade my flower hobby into a flower hustle. And it seats eight. Do I want kids or become a dog mom of eight? Plus, it's got all-wheel drive, camping, skiing. Do I even have skis? Whoa, there's 15 other Toyota hybrid models. Sounds dreamy. What are my dreams? Am I dreaming right now? Find yourself in a stylish new Toyota hybrid today. Toyota, let's go places. What places? Where are we going?
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra, the perfect balance of taste and refreshment, and only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun.
Welcome back to downtown Fresno, California, beautiful Chuck Chansey Park. Top of the ninth inning, 2-2 between Modesto and Fresno, as Caleb Cowley will lead things off against Stu Fleslin III. The first pitch swung on, a miscount at 0-1. A 1-2-3 inning for Fles in the third. Now takes on Caleb Cowley, who is 1-for-3 with an RBI single. Here comes the pitch from Fleslin the third, and it's swung on a miss right to the breaking ball. And quickly 0-2 is Cowley way out in front. The Grizzlies will have to have a walk-off win tonight in order to even the series up at two games apiece. Here comes the pitch from Fleslin, and it's outside. Count of one ball and two strikes. Cali, Pete, and then Smith against the left-hander and Stu Fleslin the third. Here comes the pitch, and it is inside. Two balls and two strikes. Chuck Chansey Gold is giving away $1 million with a Millionaire Cash Vault giveaway. Plan earn entry starting May 1st. Then on September 2nd, one lucky guest will crack the $1 million code and will become a millionaire. As Cali fouls it off, count remains 2-2. That's $1 million guaranteed, only at Chuck Chansey Gold Resort and Casino. And we thank Chuck Chansey Gold Resort and Casino for being a proud partner of your Fresno Grizzlies here in the top of the ninth. Here comes the pitch from Fleslin the third, and a fly ball out to deep right field. Racing back is Tenna, and he will make the catch for the first out. Cali gave it a ride, but comes up empty, and it brings up the shortstop in Ty Pete. Pete 0-for-2 with a walk. As the Grizzlies looking to use the force and a walk-off win in front of an outstanding crowd tonight. This place will erupt if Fresno walks it off. Here comes the pitch from Fleslin the third, inside, count at one ball and no strikes. Fleslin the third, 6'5", 207 pounds, wears number 18 on the back of his Star Wars jersey. Here comes the pitch. That is a strike, count at 1-1. Star Wars night, always a great night at the ballpark. Fresno loves their Star Wars. Yes, here comes the 1-1 offering. And it swung on and missed. Pete way ahead of that breaking ball from Fleslin the third at 75. The count now with one ball and two strikes. Here comes the pitch from the lefty. Swung on and missed. Went right back to that slider. Disgusting for the second out of the inning. First strikeout for Flez on the third. Ninth overall for Grizzlies pitching. And it brings up the right fielder in Aiden Smith. 1-for-3, hitting to a double play his last time up. That was some momentum right there for the Grizzlies. Here's the pitch. And a high fly ball out to right field. Tenna racing over. He is there, and he will make the catch. And Stu Flez in the third with a zero. It is time for a Grizzlies walk-off win. Come on back right after this.
Wow.
Toyota's new Grand Highlander Hybrid really has 97.5 cubic feet of cargo space. I can upgrade my flower hobby into a flower hustle. And it seats 8. Do I want kids or become a dog mom of 8? Plus, it's got all-wheel drive, camping, skiing. Do I even have skis? Whoa, there's 15 other Toyota Hybrid models. Sounds dreamy. What are my dreams? Am I dreaming right now? Find yourself in a stylish new Toyota Hybrid today. Toyota, let's go places. What places? Where are we going?
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Okay, the 2025 Toyota Camry is fully redesigned. I see you, Toyota. Sleek interior, electronic all-wheel drive. I should hit the mountains. I should call my girls. I should call my mom. Fold-down rear seats. This Camry's got tons of room. Could fit a snowboard in here. Should I try it again? The instructor was cute. Is he single? Is it complicated? 232 horsepower. Get lost in nature. Find myself in Joshua Tree. What if his name's Joshua? Find yourself in an all-new 2025 Toyota Camry today. Toyota. Let's go places.
Don't miss a pitch of Fresno Grizzlies baseball all season long. With promotions, fireworks, food specials, and more, there's something for everyone at Chuck Chancey Park. Tickets start at just $10. Grab yours now at FresnoGrizzlies.com, and we'll see you at the ballpark.
Bottom of the ninth, the Grizzlies and the Modesto Nuts tied at 2 as the Grizzlies looking for a walk-off win here in downtown Fresno at beautiful Chuck Chancey Park. C.J. Widger takes over as the first pitch is a called strike to Ben McCabe, who's 0-for-3. The left-hander takes over for German Fajardo, who worked 3 hitless and scoreless innings. Here comes the pitch, and that swung on and missed, 0-2. 3 innings, no hits, no runs, 1 walk, 2 strikeouts for the right-hander Fajardo. And now to C.J. Widger, the tall lefty. Widger listed at 6'6", 170. As here comes the pitch to McCabe, and it's going to hit McCabe, and the winning run is at first base. A hit by pitch. And McCabe will take his base, and now will be E.J. Andrews Jr., and it looks like it'll be a pinch runner for Fresno, as McCabe will have a pinch runner. As now we'll make a change here, get some more speed on the base paths. I believe that's Tevin Tucker. Actually, it's Caleb Hobson, number 24. So Caleb Hobson will pinch run. So runner at first, and now a visit on the mound. And it's Caleb Hobson, number 24. I believe that's who it is. So runner at first with no out, and it's E.J. Andrews Jr. 1-for-3, a double and a run scored. Here comes the first pitch. And it is high count at 1-ball and no strikes. I believe that actually might be Tevin Tucker. as there's a mound visit. It might be Caleb Hobson. We're still trying to check out who it is. These are different, unique jerseys for Fresno. And it's 24, Caleb Hobson. As tonight's attendance, 9,774, and they are loud. As Caleb Hobson, the runner. And now E.J. Andrews Jr., a chance to give the Grizzlies a possible walk-off win. Here comes the pitch, and it is low for a ball. Two balls and no strikes. Caleb Hobson, the runner at first. As here comes the 2-0 to E.J. Andrews Jr. Outside, three balls and no strikes. Luis Mendez on deck. He's been a part of multiple Grizzlies walk-off wins. Can the Grizzlies do it tonight? Back-to-back wins, possibly, against the Modesto Nuts. Here's the 3-0. It's a strike count at 3-1. Widger, 24 years old. Played last year with Down East. Signed as a free agent in 2024. Here comes the 3-1. Fouled off. Now three balls and two strikes. So Caleb Hobson, the pinch runner at first. Count now at three balls, two strikes to E.J. Andrews Jr. Here comes the pitch, and it's fouled off. Andrews Jr. stays alive. 9,774 fans here at the ballpark. 9-7-7-4. Here comes the 3-2 to E.J. Andrews Jr. And he lines one out to right center field. That ball is caught on the run by the right fielder in Smith for the first out. This outfield for Modesto can cover a lot of ground as it'll bring up the second baseman, Luis Mendez, and now it will actually be a pinch hitter. And it looks like it will be Tevin Tucker. So Tevin Tucker will pinch hit for Mendez. So pinch hitter is manager Steve Solis going to his bench. So runner at first and Hobson one out. And now Tevin Tucker. Tucker, it's been a tough stretch for him. Has not had a hit in over five games. But a chance to redeem himself right here. As he first pitches in there for a strike count at 0-1. The Grizzlies trying to walk it off here. If not, let's head to extras for the first time in regular baseball. We've had an extra innings game during a doubleheader. Here comes a pitch. There goes Hobson. The throw to second is late. And a stolen base. And they're saying he's out. Hold on. He's out? Why is he out? As manager Steve Solis is going to go argue. Hobson had a stolen base, and then the base umpire and Chad Lagana said he was out. Lagana pointed at the bag multiple times and said that Hobson was out. But Hobson was safe. There has to be an explanation for this. And Hobson's still at second base, so I don't know what happened there. Hobson's going to stay at second, I guess. It's a stolen base. That was weird. Okay. So runner at second with one out. And Tucker called strike three. That's the second out of the inning. Tucker down on strikes. And now it's Jake Snyder who is 0 for 4. So runner at second with two outs here in the bottom of the ninth inning. That was a weird situation. because Hobson was safe, and then he was called out, then he was safe for whatever reason. We'll have to get that. As here comes the pitch outside, count at 1-0. We'll have to get an idea of what happened. Either way, though, the Grizzlies still have the winning run at second. Can Jake Snyder play hero? Here comes the pitch from Widger. And it's a check swing, and Snyder did go around. Count at 1-1. Here in the bottom of the ninth inning, 2-2, our score. Fresno Modesto, another great game here at Chukchansey Park. Here comes the pitch. Snyder ground ball to second. This is fielded by the second baseman on a first in time. And Modesto out of the inning. We head two extras. A true extra innings game. We'll be back right after this.
Wow. Toyota's new Grand Highlander Hybrid really has 97.5 cubic feet of cargo space. I can upgrade my flower hobby into a flower hustle. And it seats 8. Do I want kids or become a dog mom of 8? Plus, it's got all-wheel drive, camping, skiing. Do I even have skis? Whoa, there's 15 other Toyota hybrid models. Sounds dreamy. What are my dreams? Am I dreaming right now? Find yourself in a stylish new Toyota hybrid today. Toyota, let's go places. What places? Where are we going?
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra, the perfect balance of taste and refreshment in only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Experience an unforgettable celebration of Black baseball history over Memorial Day weekend in Cooperstown, New York. The Hall of Fame East-West Classic, a Legends game in tribute to the traditional Negro Leagues All-Star Game, takes place May 25th at historic Doubleday Field. The East-West Classic is part of a weekend celebration as the museum opens its new exhibit, The Souls of the Game, Voices of Black Baseball. Get your East-West Classic tickets today at baseballhall.org.
Welcome back to downtown Fresno, California, at beautiful Chukchansey Park. 10th inning, top of the 10th, 2-2 our score. As here comes the first pitch from Brady Hill. It's a called strike to Carson Jones, who's 1-for-3. An automatic runner at second base is Aiden Smith. And Brady Hill on the bump for Stu Flesland, the third. As here comes the pitch from Brady Hill. And a fly ball to right field. That ball is drifting, drifting, still drifting. And it will be caught as now Aiden Smith will head to third for the first out of the inning. It goes F9 and it brings up the catcher in Jacob Sharp. So Brady Hill on the bump. Tevin Tucker stays in the game. He's now the second baseman. And then Darius Perry will bat seventh. He is the Grizzlies' catcher. Takes over Ben McCabe. So now Jacob Sharp, who's 0-for-3, as the infield comes in for Fresno. And a pitch clock violation on the batter. No balls in one strike. As here comes the pitch from Brady Hill. And it is line foul. Now 0-2. That's a good catch from a fan. You can hear the applause here from 9,774 fans. Counted 0-2 now to Sharp from Brady Hill. Stu Flesland the third. Two hitless and scoreless innings. It was perfect with one strikeout. As here's a fly ball into shallow right field. 10 of Andrews Jr. It'll be 10 of making the catch, and the throw to the plate is on the money, and not advancing is Aiden Smith. Two outs now, and a big one indeed if you're Fresno, as here's Johnny Formello, who's 0 for 4. As Brady Hill, a big second out. Sharp retired, and Smith did not take the chance. That throw would have easily gone Smith at the plate from Tenna. So two outs now. As here comes the pitch from Hill. Come set around the belt. Here's the pitch. And it's high count at 1-0. So Stu Flez in the third faced six batters, retired all six with one punch out. No hits, no walks, no runs. Brady Hill, runner at third with two outs. That was the automatic runner at second. Here's the pitch. And a ground ball foul. Count of one ball and one strike. The good thing for Fresno, their automatic runner would be Jake Snyder in the bottom of the 10th. And then it'll be Wimmer, Perez, and Hinchman after that. As here comes Rolando Garza to talk to his right-hander in Brady Hill. Brady Hill, 6 feet, 180 pounds, 23 years old, from Spokane, Washington. And apparently, it's a Mount Spokane High School reunion. Stu Flez in the third and Brady Hill, both relievers, grew up together, played baseball together, which included in high school. Brady Hill went to San Jose State after a quick visit over to Washington State. Led the Mountain West in saves in his final season in college. We're in the top of the 10th inning, the longest game this season in terms of innings. As here comes the pitch from Hill, and that's in the dirt. Good stop from Darius Perry. Count at 1-2. As the Grizzlies, if they can throw up a zero here in the 10th inning, it would bode well for the bottom of the 10th. But Johnny Formello is not an easy out. Here comes the 2-1 from Hill. And it's lined to left field. That ball is drifting, and foul. Two balls, two strikes. So Brady Hill, Tevin Tucker, the second baseman, he pinch hit for Luis Mendez. Darius Perry into the game. He is the catcher for Fresno, batting seventh. Here comes the pitch, and it's outside. Three balls and two strikes. Glad you could join us. Stay tuned for the postgame show as well. Two more games left in the series. We'll talk all about tonight's game and what to expect tomorrow for Saturday Night Baseball. Yes, here comes the pitch, and it's fouled off by Formello. Great crowd on hand. Friday night fireworks to follow the game, so everyone will be here for the full game. Two runs on six hits, no errors for Modesto. Two runs, nine hits, no errors for Fresno. San Jose winning 5-2 against Stockton. Rancho Cucamonga beating Visalia 4-2. Here's a ground ball in a left field, a base hit, and Modesto has taken the lead. It's an RBI single for Johnny Formello, 3-2 Modesto, as Formello finds a 3-2 pitch in a left field. Smith will score. It's a hit and a run. The run, though, is unearned towards Brady Hill's line. And now it's Michael Arroyo, 2-for-4 with two singles. Rancho Cucamonga beat Visalia 4-2. And then Inland Empire just took a 7-6 lead over Lake Elsinore heading into the ninth inning. So runner at first with two outs, and it's Michael Arroyo, 3-2 Modesto here in the 10th inning. Here comes the pitch, and a high fly ball. This is drifting out to shallow right field. And it's the second baseman in Tucker making the catch to end the inning. The Grizzlies need at least one to tie. We'll be back right after this.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Experience an unforgettable celebration of Black baseball history over Memorial Day weekend in Cooperstown, New York. The Hall of Fame East-West Classic, a Legends game in tribute to the traditional Negro Leagues All-Star Game, takes place May 25th at historic Doubleday Field. The East-West Classic is part of a weekend celebration as the museum opens its new exhibit, The Souls of the Game, Voices of Black Baseball. Get your East-West Classic tickets today at baseballhall.org.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Don't miss a pitch of Fresno Grizzlies baseball all season long. With promotions, fireworks, food specials, and more, there's something for everyone at Chuck Chancey Park. Tickets start at just $10. Grab yours now at FresnoGrizzlies.com, and we'll see you at the ballpark.
Bottom of the 10th inning, 3-2 Modesto leads Fresno as Charlie Pagliarini takes over at second base for Michael Arroyo. Runner at second is Jake Snyder, and it's Braylon Wimmer at the dish as he swings and misses, count at 0-1. Fresno leads at least one run to tie, two runs to walk it off against C.J. Widger. Here comes the pitch, and it's high, count of one ball and one strike. So the new second baseman is number 9, Charlie Pagliarini, Pagliarini. As here comes the 1-1 to Wimmer, and he will line it just foul. And the count at 1-2. That ball right below us here in the press box. One ball and two strikes to Braylon Wimmer. Wimmer, 2-for-3, two singles, a walk and a run scored. Here comes the pitch to Wimmer, and it's outside. Two balls, two strikes from Widger. Widger from Pennsville, New Jersey, signed as a free agent by the Mariners during 2024's offseason. Here comes the pitch from Widger, and it swung on and missed, and Wimmer down on strikes. Second strikeout for Widger, first out of the inning. And it'll bring up the third baseman in Andy Perez. 3-for-4, three singles against the 6'6", 170-pound left-hander. Drafted by the Rangers in the 10th round in 2021. Went to Rowan Gloucester County Community College. As here comes the pitch, and Perez takes the ball outside, count at 1-0. Jason Hinchman to follow after that. Runner at second with one out. Fresno looking to tie this game up. Here comes the pitch, and Perez, a line drive out to left field, and that will be caught. Two outs now, and it's down to Jason Hinchman. 3-2 Modesto leads here in the bottom of the 10th. And they are an out away from winning this game. The Grizzlies have not been able to advance Snyder so far with Wimmer and Perez. 3-2 here in the bottom of the 10th. Modesto looking to win their third game of four in this series. Here comes the pitch, and Hinchman swing and a miss, counted 0-1. He was looking to end the game with one swing of the bat. He's a guy who can do so as well. No balls, one strike is C.J. Widger. This bullpen for Modesto has been fantastic tonight. Here's the pitch, and that's fouled off 0-2. Modesto has not allowed a hit since the fifth inning. Fresno has 9 hits. They've been stuck at 9 hits since the fifth inning. 5 scoreless possibly for Modesto as the count at 0-2. Here comes the pitch from Widger. And Hinchman, high for a ball, count of 1-2. Action down in that Modesto pen. They have a right-hander getting loose with Fidrio Cruz awaiting on deck. 1-2. Jason Hinchman. Here comes the pitch to Hinchman. And he swings and misses, and Modesto wins it 3-2 in 10 innings. And Modesto's won 3 of the first 4 games of this series. We'll be back for the postgame right after this.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Okay, the 2025 Toyota Camry is fully redesigned. I see you, Toyota. Sleek interior, electronic all-wheel drive. I should hit the mountains. I should call my girls. I should call my mom. Fold-down rear seats. This Camry's got tons of room. Could fit a snowboard in here. Should I try it again? The instructor was cute. Is he single? Is it complicated? 232 horsepower. Get lost in nature. Find myself in Joshua Tree. What if his name's Joshua? Find yourself in an all-new 2025 Toyota Camry today. Toyota. Let's go places.
Don't miss a pitch of Fresno Grizzlies baseball all season long. With promotions, fireworks, food specials, and more, there's something for everyone at Chuck Chansey Park. Tickets start at just $10. Grab yours now at FresnoGrizzlies.com, and we'll see you at the ballpark.
Experience an unforgettable celebration of Black baseball history over Memorial Day weekend in Cooperstown, New York. The Hall of Fame East-West Classic, a Legends game in tribute to the traditional Negro Leagues All-Star Game, takes place May 25th at historic Doubleday Field. The East-West Classic is part of a weekend celebration as the museum opens its new exhibit, The Souls of the Game, Voices of Black Baseball. Get your East-West Classic tickets today at baseballhall.org.
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong.
Welcome back to downtown Fresno, California, beautiful Chuck Chansey Park for the postgame show. Wrap-up of tonight's game as your Fresno Grizzlies fall 3-2 in 10 innings to the Modesto Nuts. Modesto improves to 22-7. Fresno now at 16-14. A great game ended with a little bit of disappointment as the Grizzlies had a couple opportunities to win this game. Modesto 3 runs on 7 hits, no errors. 6 left on base. Fresno 2 runs, 9 hits, no errors. 9 left on base. The winning pitcher is CJ Widger, now 1-0. The loss to Brady Hill, now 0-1. No save. Time of the game, 2 hours and 20 minutes. In front of a paid crowd of 9,774. Biggest crowd of the year and the longest game in terms of innings this year as well, as the Grizzlies could not hold on. Modesto took a 1-0 lead in the second inning. It was Fresno who took a 1-0 lead in the first inning. Jason Hinchman, a sacrifice fly, scoring Braylon Wimmer. Then it was tied up at 1 after the Nuts scored a run in the second off a balk. Lázaro Montes coming in to score. Modesto gained control, a 2-1 lead in the fourth off a Caleb Cali RBI single. In the bottom of the fifth, Luis Mendez switched places with E.J. Andrews Jr. An RBI double after Andrews Jr. doubled, made it 2-2. And then in the 10th inning, Johnny Formello, a two-out single to left field, made it 3-2. As Modesto held on with a clean ninth inning. It was the Modesto bullpen, the storyline for this one. Starter Ashton Izzy went 5 innings, allowed 9 hits, 2 runs, both earned. 1 walk, 5 Ks. And then it was Herman Fajardo and CJ Widger. 5 scoreless innings for the duo. No hits, no runs, 1 walk, 5 strikeouts, 1 hit by pitch as well. It was the duo that really stymied Fresno. On the other side, Jack Mahoney, 7 innings, 6 hits, 2 runs, 2 earned, 2 walks, 8 strikeouts. Stu Flez in the third, 6 up, 6 down with 1 strikeout over 2 clean innings. And then Brady Hill, 1 inning of work, he allows an unearned run on just that lone 2-out single. for Fresno. On the offensive side of things, Fresno had 9 hits through 5 innings. That's all they could muster. Braylon Wimmer had a 2-hit game with a run. Andy Perez went 3-for-5. Fidrio Cruz had a hit. Felix Tena had a hit as well. E.J. Andrews Jr., a double and a run. Luis Mendez had a double and an RBI. On the other side, 2 hits for Michael Arroyo, but 2 runs for Lázaro Montes and the big RBI single from Johnny Farmello. Caleb Calley had an RBI single as well. Just a double from Lázaro Montes as Modesto holds on to win 3-2 as we are getting ready for fireworks here at Chancy Park. That brings us to tomorrow. The Grizzlies back in action. Game 5 of 6. A 6:50 p.m. first pitch. Pregame show at 6:35 p.m. We'll actually have Lázaro Montes, the Modesto Nuts outfielder, joining us. Brody Hopkins gets the ball for the Nuts. An 0-1 record. A 4.08 ERA. He'll be countered by Fresno left-hand pitcher Isaiah Coupe. A 3-1 record. A 5.57 ERA. As the Grizzlies fall tonight by a score of 3-2. Modesto's won 3 of the first 4 games of this series. They improved to 22-7. Another good, close game. But the Grizzlies come up just short tonight by a final score of 3-2. A big thank you to Virch for putting on tonight's broadcast. A big thank you as well to our partners, Chancy Gold Resort and Casino, Yellow Dog Signs and Graphics, Hummus Republic for a press box food tonight. We also had Express Furniture Rental. A big thank you to Manco Abbott, Lou Pervonce, Apartment Homes at the Dominion, Pete and Jerry's Home Run Eggs. We also have a clear back policy being put in place in June, and Tequila Fest as well coming up next Friday here at Chancy Park, all here on May 10th. And tonight was Star Wars night. The Force was not strong enough for Fresno, but Growlifornia came out in strides, and we thank you for joining us. However you're listening and wherever you're listening, thanks for tuning in to Stream Guys, FresnoGrizzlies.com, the Bally Live app, and MILB TV. My name is Stephen Rice. Have a blessed rest of your Friday night, and we will see you tomorrow for more Grizzlies baseball.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that Grand Slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.